The following presentation is brought to you by Rant Entertainment Media. For the entertainment you love and the opinions and history you crave, visit rantenradio.com. The following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment. Every week, The Shining Wizards is brought to you free of charge, and we thank you for listening. But if you'd like to help support the show in other ways, here's a few things that you can do to help. Go to iTunes and Stitcher and leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you usually do. It won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy some of our merchandise, visit prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards or shiningwizards.com/merch and purchase one of our t-shirts or some of our other great stuff. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Check out our Instagram photos at Wizards Podcast. And for all our videos, visit youtube.com/theshiningwizards. The Shining Wizards is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Audio Boom, TuneIn, The Shining Wizards Network, ShiningWizards.com, and Tuesdays live at 7 p.m. East on SWLive.net and RantEMRadio.com. From all of us at The Shining Wizards, we thank you for your continued support.
This is Scott Steiner, and you're listening to The Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast.
I have a small dick.
He's fat! God damn!
Hot open.
Hot, hot, very hot. Ooh, it's hot.
You can tell how good we're getting.
Fucking A.
We're getting good at this game. It's a good game. Welcome to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, episode 300.
Woo!
Don't even bother looking at the board. That hasn't been updated in weeks.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great sadness that I am to report that Jimmy Snuka has passed away.
Ah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Matt, you and I just both put a tweet out on the Twitter at the exact same time.
That's good. Tweet out on the Twitter.
We so tweet in
harmony,
groups. Symphony, poetry.
Oh, symphony. There was a Nitro girl.
Symphony was, no,
she was
Ryan Shamrock.
No, Symphony, didn't Symphony manage the Stro?
That was Ryan Shamrock.
Was that Ryan Shamrock?
Yeah.
Wow, she was hot.
She was hot.
I liked her.
Weren't they going to do an incest angle with Shamrock and her?
Yeah.
They never did that, did they?
No.
That's a shame.
It is. I would have liked to see that.
Did you say...
What? Name every incest angle in wrestling history.
Vincent Stephanie?
Chaz and Beaver Cleavage?
Beaver Cleavage.
Wait, Chaz molested himself?
Chaz and his mama.
His mom was Beaver.
No, he was Beaver.
He was Beaver and she was like...
I thought his mom was Barbara Bush and he beat the shit out of her and then he said, I can't do this, and he walked off.
That's right. She had a black eye or something.
and then he wore boxers to wrestle.
Yeah.
for the rest of his run.
Now he's a headbanger again.
Yes. Good for him.
Oh, God.
Good for him.
What other incest?
We love abusing women on the Shining Wizards.
Wasn't there going to be something weird with David Flair, Ric Flair... And
Tori?
Stacy Keebler or Tori or something like that.
Well, weren't they both banging her?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, a Flair spit roast. Oh. Lucky her, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Lucky.
Ugh,
Lucky God. Lucy.
Let's see, what else?
Yes, David. Oh, indeed.
So loud. What other...
she did have a nice hiney, though.
Well, you might want to tell the viewers who we're talking about.
Who are we talking? They don't know we're talking about Miss Stacy Keebler. They can't see it on the TV. Can they see it?
Look at that.
Not really.
Ass.
Maybe not.
Graduated or went to the same college as Shining Wizards Kevin.
Yeah, and you're both using your degrees.
100%.
100%.
100%.
Her body's kind of reptilian.
It's very orange.
It might just be that picture.
Oh my God!
Ooh, honey.
Ah, she was the best. I heard Kelly might be coming back.
Yeah, I heard that, but I haven't seen anything.
She's an exhibitionist. She likes to take her clothes off.
She was banging Mike Knox.
Remember that shit?
That might as well be incest, right?
Right. Didn't Balls Mahoney try and steal her?
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Wait, weren't they going to make Ken Shamrock try to sleep with Ryan Shamrock?
Holy shit! Welcome to 3 minutes ago.
Wow.
What? Kevin usually sits next to me. What are you doing over
you
there?
You have AIDS.
Holy shit.
You idiots.
How did that was what we opened with.
You idiots.
We can't even be more than 4 minutes in.
And correct. You already forgot.
Ding.
You idiot.
The hot take
you idiot.
Because you idiot.
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 You're going to get the buttons taken away from you.
Boo! Because you idiot.
Let him
correct.
Get it. Let him get it out of his system now.
He's like a child.
Really is.
Just dump a bucket of toys in front of him.
He is, but then he's like the child at the amusement park who's so happy when he first gets there. Yeah. And then like an hour into the trip when you're still wanting to do stuff.
He pisses his pants and gets kidnapped and molested by a guy named Tom and grows up the rest of his life fearing men.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Tony does.
Dummy.
Does it very well, though, to his credit.
Fucking Tom never got caught either.
Ooh, yeah, Tom.
I think I saw Tom one day years ago working at a gas station in West Orange. Old Tom had his way.
Old Exxon Tom.
Old Exxon Tom had his way at Six Flags.
BP Tommy.
BP Tommy.
Or DP Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah.
In your face!
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, God.
It is very nice to be back here. Because the fucking anxiety that I've had the last 3 weeks.
What?
I'm surprised. How? No.
Oh, no.
I turned that off.
Oh, no.
It's fine.
What happened?
I got a phone call. I declined. It's the fucking Indians from the fucking H&R Block around the corner from me. They want to do my taxes.
I know it is. Do you do that tax time, don't you know?
I'm surprised I don't have a fucking full-blown drinking problem after the last 3 weeks.
Don't, it's tax time, though.
The Mevo doesn't work.
How many rupees do you?
And fucking Tony's telling Kevin, and I'm fucking screaming at Tony over the fucking podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't very nice. I was trying to be subtle about it.
I was having a fucking mental breakdown.
Fucking lost your mind.
Do we get a live TNA rant this week?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Katie Burchill and Paul Burchill was an incest angle.
Oh, good call.
That's from Matt Del Greco in the live Facebook feed.
Did he also mention Ken and Ryan Shamrock?
Shut up.
Fucking idiot.
You are an idiot. You idiot.
That sounds so good.
Didn't do an incest thing in ECW, did they? The original ECW. There never was, right?
I don't think so.
There had to have been. It was ECW.
Yeah, I don't think they did, though.
No, they didn't.
Not even with, the Dudleys.
No. They should have.
It was implied.
Yes. Dances with Dudley was molesting Devon. That's why he's black.
What? Okay.
Your logic is flawless.
Welcome to 300.
That's perfect.
It's
a very special episode of The Shining Wizards.
There was a lesbian angle.
Starring yeah, that's not Fred molesting. Savage and Candace Cameron.
Hmm?
What?
It was like a Lifetime movie.
Was you idiots.
Yeah, he beat her a lot.
Did he?
Yes.
We've talked about our favorite Lifetime movie. When Ben Affleck was on steroids.
When was that? Which one was that?
Matt, didn't you see that? We talked about it and he wrecked his room and punched his dresser.
No.
Oh,
Was this before Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was roid raging like a motherfucker. It was the best. He was like, I got all this back acne now.
Life stories, families, and crisis, a body to die for.
That's the whole fucking show right there on YouTube.
Little Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck was on the gas.
He looks like Pete Gas.
What happened to my volume?
Look at him shooting up.
I don't know. Your volume's on here.
Oh, there he goes. Yeah, there he is. Fucking up his room and punching out his girlfriend. He's all Chris Benoit.
And taking his Flintstone vitamins.
He's having a seizure on the floor. I think he died there of kidney failure.
This is my favorite thing ever.
I'm going to get it. Hold on. I got to get it. I don't know
get back to the shot where he knocks out his girlfriend. Stupid hooker cheerleader had it coming.
What after school specials on steroids? That's what the title is.
So great!
Oh,
everyone watching YouTube, Ben Affleck, HBO after school special.
If I may, I think your HDMI hookup sent the volume to the television. That's probably what the problem is.
Oh yeah, I just changed it. There we go.
You're not gonna roid rage on me, are you?
Hold on.
Turn up the volume on the YouTube. There you go.
What is going
on with you?
Go!
Is this his mom?
Look at him, he's awesome.
He's just mad because he doesn't want to play Batman anymore.
All right, can we get this one more time from the beginning, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bryce, I gotta get bigger, man. Here's my help. Steroids.
What is going on with you?
Is he?
Fuck.
Down in a bottle of whatever that was.
They were Tums.
Now you know where the inspiration from the fashionable mail clerk came from.
Yeah.
I gotta watch this whole movie.
That's such a great movie.
Oh my God.
Such a great movie.
Put it up. That's fantastic.
That's a good one. There's a really good one with a doctor who stalks one of his patients.
Ooh.
They have like three parts to that.
The only ones I ever saw were literally Fred Savage beating up DJ Tanner.
That's fucking great.
And I think he, like, killed her or threw her in a lake or something.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but
she's
nothing compared to the Ben Affleck one.
She was fat and ugly back then anyway, so it doesn't matter.
No, this is, like, all grown up.
DJ Tanner got hot.
Fuck yeah. Stephanie with her big fucking luscious milk cans.
All right.
Fucking yeah. A,
and
dude.
Her fake teeth because she had meth addictions.
Fucking, even Kimmy Gibbler, dude. I'd fucking give her the old fucking Hershey Highway poop shoot fucking invasion.
Oh, Kimmy Gibbler.
Fucking A, dude. Yeah. Hey, what is the Kimmy Gibbler driver, by the way? I'm out of the loop on that.
I don't know.
Someone's got a move called the Kimmy Gibbler driver.
I don't know. I'm
is it just talking until you shoot yourself?
Oh, man. Look
Stephanie
at that.
Tanner's
fucking A,
tits.
Dude.
God damn it.
All right.
How rude.
How rude indeed. How rude. You think Uncle Jesse wants a motorboater?
Fuck yeah. Of course he does.
I bet he has.
He
that's
probably
the,
has.
Let's be honest.
What the hell's Aunt Becky, right? She's got no tits anyway, right?
Lori Loughlin. No. She's hot, dude.
She's hot, but she got no titties.
Nah, she got some fun bags.
No, she has nothing.
She got no sweater stretchers.
I think
like
she may have gotten the old...
No. She's no tits.
Surgery.
No.
They're serviceable.
They're serviceable.
She looks like she's part of the itty-bitty titty committee.
No, come on. That picture, she's got him uplifted there a little bit.
Look, it's her dress.
Yeah.
She's fine, though.
Oh, but she got, like, the old lady titty thing going. She got fucking...
Oh, my... Oh, wow.
That's old ass. That's fucking, like, 80s, 90s.
Look
Lori.
How airbrushed. She never had abs like that.
Yeah, maybe.
She's still hot, though.
It's John Stamos' abdomen.
His photoshop. He's there.
It's his body.
DDP yoga.
Doing some yoga on the beach.
It's a push-up sports bra.
It's amazing, whatever it is.
Yeah, you know, she's serviceable.
She is. You know what it was? She used to wear those weird big baggy shirts in the 80s, and it just covered everything.
She's not bad for someone who's 52.
Oh.
She's 52?
Oof.
Oh, man.
I'd still.
Oh. No, I would, but there's definitely
she's got
a
Shawn Michaels
there.
Eye.
Oh, good God.
No, she's got Joker smile.
That, too.
Yeah, her teeth are white.
You know, it's incredible how well everyone on Full House aged. From top to bottom, everyone aged super well.
Super well, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you think didn't age
who
well?
Do you,
fucking who, Danny who, didn't. Who, have who? You seen him lately?
He looks fine.
He's like 400 pounds.
No, he's not.
Dude, he's huge.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Bob Saget?
Bob Saget. Have you seen Bob Saget's fucking paunch yet?
I watched Fuller House. He's not fat.
Oh, come on, dude.
He's not bad.
Joey kind of fell off a little bit, I think.
These guys are in their 50s, though. I mean,
true
I think
enough.
They all look good.
True
they all
enough.
Look good.
No, that's not as recent as Fuller House.
How fucking recent do you want?
Last week.
All right, let's see. What
all right, come on. We're spending time looking up Bob Saget now?
Yes.
So we're talking about Stephanie's tits.
Everyone should be spending time looking up Bob Saget.
That's right. Thank
Fuller
you, Kevin.
A Fuller House Netflix premiere.
That's his head.
He actually looks like Jeff Goldblum in that picture. Go back to that.
He looks great. Bob Saget's... He looks fine. He looks fine. Look at that. Yeah, he's 400 pounds.
He's holding it in and he's wearing black.
You're
heavier.
Tart. You're a fucktard. I'm heavier than Bob
Saget,
probably.
Look at the patch on the side of his face.
Why is the guy from Drake and Josh in this picture?
What is Drake and Josh?
It's like a show on Nickelodeon or
that's
something.
That's DJ's boyfriend, isn't it?
Why do you know
no, that's,
that is?
Because
is
he's
that?
Also he was also on a show with Stamos later on.
Isn't that Kimmy Gibbler's husband?
That's
no.
The dude. Look up fucking Drake and Josh. It's a show.
It's his name is Peck. It says Stamos Coulier Peck and Saget.
John Peck.
Well,
he was
fuck
on a,
him. Get him out of
he
there.
He was in a. He was in some movies back in the day too.
He doesn't belong. He doesn't belong.
Then I think he did a whole lot of coke.
Sure.
Josh Peck.
Josh Peck. Yeah.
There you go.
I can't even. He's fucking born in 1986. I can't look at this.
Isn't
you were
weird?
Born in 81, weren't you?
Yeah.
So fucking welcome to your club. I don't know.
What?
fucking retard. He's like, I can't. I'm 32. I can't. Seriously, guys.
Let's go the whole 300th episode without talking about wrestling.
Shut the fuck up, you cunt!
Let's do it.
I didn't know Bazza was calling in.
Hello. Hello. Okay.
Fucking bullshit!
All right, enough. All right, I guess we'll get to wrestling.
So no! Kevin,
what do you mean, no?
I don't want to talk about wrestling. I hate wrestling.
Look, there's a lot of people concerned for your well-being.
I hate wrestling. Yeah. Don't mix it up. I love Impact. I hate wrestling.
You don't love Impact.
I love Impact. Dude, this week's Impact blows last week's Impact out of the water.
No spoilers until we get the review.
I've got to give the people a little something.
No, a little tea. People were worried about your health last
people
week.
Are a little sagging it out right now.
Sagging?
Yes.
Sagging it out?
Yes.
That's a term?
Yes.
I guess so.
Yes.
Well, Kevin went to the House of Glory show on Saturday.
I did.
It was a fucking, again, Kevin home run with the fucking Twitter.
You know why? Because he doesn't want to pay attention to what's going on in the ring. He'd rather spend his time looking at his phone.
What?
I don't know. I just hate wrestling.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
Well, so, when you're live tweeting an event, you have to kind of look at your phone.
Yeah, no, it's next to his drink.
You can pretend.
100% accurate.
Jesus. It's a good, it's a nice venue.
It really is.
It's a bar right there. You watch from the bar.
That's why, like, I feel like I don't do the reviews justice because I really don't remember a whole lot of the shit that went on.
You don't have to. Hindsight, that shit was a good show.
It was a good show. I remember.
A lot of people.
It was a fucking awesome show. Matt Sydal, really cool dude. Evan Bourne, for all you people that don't watch the indies.
Yeah.
He's out of jail?
What?
What happened to him in Japan? Wasn't he in custody in Japan?
Yeah, he's been back.
Oh, okay. I did not know.
Yes, but
they made it sound like he was never going to see the light of day again the way they fucking treat people in Japan.
He had a really good their home talent is like really fucking good. Like the guys that they have, like guys like Anthony Gangon who was in the main event against Matt Sydal. Amazing match. It was fucking gold. The guy's got a great character. He's got a new stable of guys that were being used in other positions who've now transformed themselves into like this cult-like deal. So
they're called the Truth Commission.
Yes, it's Golga and Kurgan
and Luna
and Luna
Luna's
and the
ghost.
Insane Clown Posse.
Yes,
you said on Twitter that ADR came out to Journey. What song did he come out to?
It started with his, like, whatever, and then it went to Don't Stop Believin', if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
Great.
So,
really?
Yeah, it was actually pretty fun.
You know, speaking of entrance music real quick, you know what broke... Yeah, God. You know what broke my heart 2 weeks ago at WrestlePro? When Jake Roberts came out and said, I hate this song. When he came out to his WWF
song.
He's like, don't you have any Rolling Stones or something? When he's in the ring, I'm like... Why? Why do you hate this song? It's the
it was
best
awesome.
Song.
It really
the
was.
Best song.
Can you name like songs from back then other than maybe like obviously Hogan's that when you heard like people just like popped for immediately?
Well, popped or loved because or, there's some could, heel songs that I love.
You could do I'll go
Demolition.
Popped, go popped first.
Demolition.
And like you know how like all theme musics now like start with something very like like, you know immediately who it is. I mean, the Titantron helps, but, like, back then, did you remember any theme songs that you just knew, like, right away?
Demolition.
Demolition, of course. Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah.
His is great. The Rockers.
Slick,
the Rockers.
Hogan.
We just said Hogan.
Hogan.
We just said don't include Hogan.
The Ultimate
Hogan?
Warrior. Jake Roberts. All those guys.
Maybe
Macho
the better
Man?
Question was any ones that you didn't.
Didn't what?
Like, no, right away.
Earthquake?
didn't know right away.
Yeah.
No, I think they were so recognizable and good.
I could tell you this.
Some of them, did you ever confuse Jake the Snakes with the Heart Foundation?
Nope.
No, dude.
Orient Express, because you never knew if it was them or not, because they used it for every Asian person that ever wrestled.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true.
They used it for Bull Nakano. They used it for Orient Express. I think they used it for Super Ninja on Saturday Night's Main Event.
It was a great song.
The World Wrestling Federation.
You know what was great about wrestling teams back then? They were all different. Then there was a while in like the early 2000s till I'd say maybe like, yeah, so great.
Yep.
Until maybe like 4 years ago where the entrance songs were all shit. There was like a period of time where the songs were fucking
terrible.
Yeah,
it's called TNA. Have you listened to them lately?
And no. WCW.
WCW was great. But WWE, for a while, all their songs, remember they were like Randy Orton? I'm here and I'm strong and I'm here to make it right.
I'm wrestling on top of the mountain. Yeah. No, yeah, I'm strong. Like... strong. I'm wise. Yeah. That was them.
That was it. I actually like this song.
Nothing you can say will never make me gay. I'll put my dick away.
I forgot about this
one. But they all sound, they all had this, what was it, the ruthless aggression era?
Yeah,
ruthless.
They all have the same, that.
It was all like crunchy, like dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, and they all had the lyrics that were telling stories about being great. All
right, so who else was around? Give me a guy.
Back what about then? CM Punk before he took on Living Color? Didn't he have the same kind of music?
Make it to the strongest days. Your fire hurts.
Even Lita's
my
song.
My face.
Lita had one of those songs.
Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang. Oh, yeah, bang. They all did that. Kane. Toast.
This one?
Yes.
This might be it.
It was good at first.
They all look the same.
They added lyrics to it.
Remember when they gave Jeff Hardy lyrics? His...
I got a diarrhea!
They're bleeping out the curse words?
Yeah, of course. And that's the middle of the song. If you listen to the song from the very beginning, it's the shit.
Are you talking about this CM Punk song?
I don't know. I thought one of them sounded in that
make
same kind of...
through your darkest
You know what cool entrance music from that time?
When then it's like a robot that talks to
John Morrison. He came out like with the whole Doors kind of look with the flashing lights.
Voice. Watch this. Here it goes.
But this is Killswitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with this?
It's the a real shit, song.
Oh, wait, like you'll see, though.
There's no... It's
not really after the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do part.
The do-do part?
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, wait.
This is fine.
But it's in that same vein.
No, it gets to it.
Oh, I know when they go when the guitar goes.
Make it through my fire.
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, there it is. Now it's every song. I'm a brave
wait, hold
man.
On. Keep this on, because then it goes to, like, robot inside voice. Like, he's being too loud. Hold on.
Action figure playing voice?
Yes.
It hurts.
Oh my god.
Oh, wait. Wait for it.
He's going to the top rope. Oh, don't wake up your parents. Don't embarrass yourself. A power slam. I got him. 1, 2, 3, got him.
It's like pilot.
Oh, push.
It's like pilot voice.
It's a video game.
He goes to push. Yeah.
Please fasten your seatbelts.
Got a mushy head. Yeah, mushy head. I think all of us did action figure voice.
Oh, this is my favorite. Don't even hate on this.
They're all the same.
Yeah, thank you. Even edges.
This is my favorite.
Wake me up inside.
Oh, that was Victoria. She came out to Evanescence.
Right? Oh, that's right. Oh, I think she said, made me live ahead.
Oh, no, that was not Evanescence. That was
lesbian.
Tattoo, yes.
Tatooie. Ratatouille.
Tatooie.
Ratatouille.
Played Jeff Hardy's when he came back as a single.
Teaser, Jeff Hardy's band sings that version of Obsolete that he comes out to.
Jeff Hardy's band is awful.
No, that is fucking great. I'll get to that later, though.
All right, which, no more words?
Yeah, I guess that's got to be it.
No more words. Moni Moni.
It took the perfect Hardy Boys song and then made this.
Dun, dun. Oh, God, this one! Oh.
It sounds like a bad cover of Night Train.
I think this is it.
Wow, that's good.
I'm on a night train per Roxy Wajinovino.
Wait, here we go.
Hitting on the wall. Burn it I do, I do. My head.
Nice
bratwurst. Yeah, this is the time period I'm talking about. Yeah. Every song we played is
you can tell that every YouTube background is the same on the fucking video.
Yeah.
The
Oh, fuck. That noise.
Holy shit.
I do enjoy. I like the Rob Van Dam, one of a kind.
One of a kind.
Go to the
Kane one. The Kane one with the singing.
Yes.
No, the world's got an overdodo.
Wait, the one with the fire behind him. Oh, wait, that's all of them.
I think the worst one, though, was that Undertaker one that we always sing.
Oh, are you kidding me? Dead Man Walking?
But I'll go to Kane first.
One. Yeah, which one? There's like 100.
Go to the one that had... Go back up.
It's the group that
go
sings
that
Paralyzer. Finger 11.
Finger 11?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Did you ever have that album? That album was not a terrible album.
No, they're okay.
Oh, there was a Kane song that was recorded and never used. That was amazing.
A Debbie Kane song?
No.
Hold on. What was it? Yes.
This is it.
Starts like this.
We'll find that next.
It's the same one.
It'll
that
come
uses.
Out. Give it another set of stanzas. It'll come out.
No, he doesn't use this anymore.
He wasn't even in the Royal Rumble.
No.
Which was weird.
He's not wrestling anymore.
They're protecting him.
Hold on.
Wait, where is it?
No, it's coming. It's coming.
It's got to come.
I can't wait.
I thought it would have been there at that point.
No, it is. Finger 11 Slow Chemical. It's
YouTube never lies to people.
Hold on.
Here it comes. Come on.
No, well, just go.
What the fuck?
Yeah. This is so evil. Go on.
It's a love song.
Yeah, it sucks. Search
this is baby kicking music.
Unreleased Kane theme.
Hold on, what a golden apple.
There was one Kane unreleased that was really
golden.
Fucking, yeah,
corral.
Yeah. This.
Look at Paul Bearer's face.
This song is fucking great, and they never used it.
They should use this for Nia Jax. I can tell already.
It picks up. I'm shocked they never use this, actually.
I like how all the songs are, the theme, the name of them are related to the character.
Yeah.
Ugh. Out of Fire.
You know what song was really bad? Remember the Uncle Cracker X Factor theme?
No, that was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
That's next.
Oh, this is dope.
Yeah.
It's like a crunchier version of Undertaker's theme.
Are
That's
there
what
shitty
it is.
Lyrics?
Uh-uh. Yeah.
My parents are on fire. Paul Bear is my dad.
This song was badass.
This
though.
Was good. They should use this for Nia Jax.
But it, yeah, it's a tweaking of the Undertaker's theme.
It's a tweaking of Kane's theme.
Nah, it's the Ultimate Warrior right there. It's Vader actually.
Yeah. Dun, 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 play Uncle dun, Cracker. Dun, dun,
no, X-Factor. We've played that a
have we?
Times.
Have yes. we?
Have we?
Yeah, I guess we probably have.
We have.
What?
If you watch the network, it's fucking weird. They used a generic X Factor version song for like Raws, but then they play the Uncle Cracker one on SmackDown. I swear to God, it's fucking the weirdest shit ever.
Oh,
love this song.
So terrible.
I hate you.
This is such shit.
This is shit. This is the shitsville.
I just like that opening.
Well, I got everything I've ever wanted, and I'm not going to give that back.
What? When did they... I guess the Attitude Era was the birth of all this the fucking DX. Break it down.
It's when they started doing the albums.
Late Attitude and then Ruthless Aggression is when it really got shit.
No, it actually... You can go back to, like, the music volumes. Like, the music volume 4 was, like... One that had a lot of songs on it.
Wasn't it called like Jacked? WWE?
Yeah, there was Jacked. I actually have. Oh, I have
metal.
One. I have it signed. Metal, maybe. I have it signed by like Austin, Lita, Foley, and somebody else in a frame. I gotta find that. Good call, Eddie.
Yeah, find that. We can hang it up here.
Yeah, but when did they start with the lyrics?
Well, I want a wild and burning toast. No,
toast is good.
Like, why does every song have to have lyrics? Why can't
I like
just...
it?
I don't either. It works for certain guys.
Like Mark Henry's song is fucking awesome. Like that's a great song.
His fits.
Yeah.
His definitely fits. Cena's of course fits.
Abaru!
Roman Reigns doesn't have lyrics.
He does. Neither does Ambrose.
That's true.
Neither does. I'm not sure if Rollins does anymore.
No, music's getting. It's a little better now than it was. Everyone had lyrics then because they were all paying WWE to use their music.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
And like I feel like when they don't know, they always go back to like a yeah. type thing. Like yeah. Rollins does it, like Ambrose does it.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Braun Strowman's roar?
That's awesome.
We'll I like it because it identifies Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And we started this conversation off by talking about House of Glory. So
yes. Definitely want to go back to that because...
What are you looking at?
Can I ask a question?
Curtis Hughes with AIDS?
Does Curtis Hughes have half a Hulk face? What no. the fuck is wrong with his head?
His head is not proportioned to his body properly.
But it, dude, like that, like the left side of his face is like melting off.
Yeah, he's making a mug. It's just a picture.
He's Hughes mugging.
He looks great.
No, he's jacked for sure, but he's got Al Roker head.
Dude, when awesome. He came back with his last run with Jericho.
He probably has chew in his cheek.
That's a good call.
That's what he's doing.
DDP.
When he came back with his last run with Jericho.
He looked like that. He lost a lot of weight. You hardly even knew who he was from when he was feuding with Taker.
Yeah, he looks like a beast.
Yeah, he looks awesome.
So ADR, Loki.
Oh, God, what a dream match.
Yeah?
It was fucking, it was cool, man. It was just cool to see. And how did you guys feel about ADR and WWE? Both runs.
They didn't use him to his full potential.
Think he started off strong.
Well, of course, everyone does. And then he fizzled and became whatever.
But I'm
whatever.
Telling you right now, he got a fucking pop and a half on that show. Like, the only bigger pop on that night may have been when they teased the next show with the NWO coming in.
The NWO?
Yeah, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash will be at the next House of Glory show on April 22nd, I believe it is.
Five star.
Yeah.
Very sweaty.
So, but yeah, ADR Loki. Loki actually didn't wrestle in a suit anymore. He wrestled in gear. So that was fun to see.
That's cool.
And our boys, our friends EYFBO, defended the tag titles successfully over Caveman, who I love. And I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's like a word for fly or something. Monte. The Super Savages are the team name.
Monty Brown?
Monty Brown, yes.
He did the pounce, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. Glad Monty Brown's still getting work.
Herbal Affairs is the guys that are with
Do they throw tea at people? is their finisher the tea bag?
No, it is not.
The Herbal Assault? It should be.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What
else? This is exciting.
No, dude, it was a great show, and it's tough to do it justice on, like, a review. But, like, if you just go to the show, man, it was packed. It almost reminds me of a very, like, Starland ballroomish vibe, the place. And we love Starland shows, too. But this place, Club NYC in Queens.
It's a good spot.
It's amazing. And
just don't take your car there.
It's
You will get robbed.
It's right off the exit, the stop for... the LIRR.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah, don't drive. Fucking,
so if you're from Jersey, it's super easy to get to. You just got to make sure you get out of there before like a 12 o'clock train or else you're waiting for a while.
And that's when you get stabbed.
No.
No, don't get stabbed.
You get cut.
XL is teasing a return back to the ring, by the way. So there's that. He's had enough of
retirement?
Of Matthew Ryan Shapiro.
And his shenanigans.
Yeah.
You were, I was told on Twitter you were a good correspondent.
Aww.
Who said that?
Somebody tweeted it.
Ronnie. Oh, that may have been, was that Matt Ryan Shapiro?
Yes.
He's Ronnie.
He's fucking funny. He's actually a guy that I think you would get along with, Eddie.
He's
a heel manager. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So.
Cool.
I mean, all in all, House of Glory, fucking great show. Go to it if you can.
Yeah, they always deliver.
They really do.
They do.
So. And Matt Sydal's aces, so.
Aces, bro. Aces high.
Yes.
Yeah, so check it out. I'll hit him in the plugs later when we do that. While we recorded our Valentine's Day special last week, SmackDown aired. Any of you guys have a chance to check that out?
No.
Well, you heard about the curveball, though, right?
What's the curveball?
Oh, the Battle Royal.
Oh, that, yeah, of course. Yeah. So the Rumble's meaningless, then.
I don't think
if they go with it.
They're going with it because the Battle Royal tonight, whoever wins gets the title shot.
What if Randy Orton wins?
He's not in it. Why would he be in it? John Cena's in it, which is a little scary.
I like
but
I
Luke
would,
Harper's in it.
I would love to see AJ win it.
Yeah, you think AJ would? You think they realize
it's
going to
be Luke Harper?
Up?
It's going to be Luke Harper.
Yeah. And then does Randy Orton insert himself back in and we get a triple threat?
I don't.
You get a triple threat for the world title that opens Mania.
I think
Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble. He's got a main event. He's got to be the
I think we're getting AJ Styles and Randy Orton at WrestleMania.
In a single and just with no belt?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Wait, who's paired up
all
with
right, Baron? I wouldn't hate that.
I wouldn't hate that either.
Because that's a match that we haven't seen.
Right, and we all know that the WWE title is not going to be anywhere near the main event of the show. It's probably going to be in the middle before the Rocks promo.
The Universal or the WWE?
Universal's going to main event because it's Goldberg and Lesnar.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
It's happening.
The belt hasn't even been around a year. I don't understand. I mean, I get why it's main event status.
Because it's the A show.
Because it's the Raw show, and it's Goldberg and Lesnar.
No, WWE has this belief that all their championships are on equal footing.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Anything that's on SmackDown is not equal to anything that's on Raw.
He's right.
Now, and I know we're getting ahead of... Nah, fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Hey, man, let's riff. 300.
Fuck you! I would be okay... I mean, you're throwing tradition out the window if Brock Lesnar wins the title from Goldberg at WrestleMania, because he clearly they don't defend the title every 30 days. He's a part-time guy. But on the flip side, they're building a guy like Samoa Joe to be a destroyer, and you saw a chink in the armor.
Hey, easy.
Hey, I'm sorry to our Asian
when
friends.
When Goldberg beat Lesnar at Survivor Series, and if you think back to 31, Roman Reigns, Brock. It wasn't a great wrestling match, but it was a great fight. And there were points during that match where you could almost buy into that Brock is not this undefeatable monster. So if you have him upset Goldberg or beat Goldberg or whatever, get his revenge, and at the same time, Joe's on the upswing where he is just mowing down. He's attacking people. He's
just
destroying.
Joeing him down.
Samoa Mo.
Samoa Mo versus Lawn Moman.
Perfect match for SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Samoa moments.
And you can get Senor Benjamin to be the referee.
Hey, hey.
But I think as much as we don't want to see a part-timer be the world champion, if it leads to...
Another part-timer being the world champion?
No, so if it leads to Samoa Joe beating Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, you did a nice slow build and you've created this huge monster star in Samoa Joe instead of inserting... I don't know. Yeah, John Cena. Or...
I think Finn's going to get that spot.
So we have four monsters now on Raw. We have Lesnar. We have Goldberg. We have Braun Strowman. We have Samoa Joe. Don't you think that's a lot of monsters?
Who will be gone after Mania? Joe is more of a
I thought there's bookings.
Goldberg is still going to be around.
Yeah, one of them's got like a shit ton of bookings for after Mania. I think it is Goldberg.
I'm pretty sure Goldberg is
after
still
Mania?
Be.
Yeah.
Weird.
I could be wrong.
That's weird.
Or they could be lying. WWE doesn't always tell the truth.
Unless he becomes the new commissioner.
Goldberg?
Yeah, imagine.
No, I heard rumorsville that when Mick Foley's going to get some other body parts repaired, that Kurt Angle's going to be stepping up to that role.
Okay.
I'm fine with that, too. If
That's
he brings
fine.
Back his ukulele and his little cowboy hat.
I guess so.
Yeah, that works. Works for me, anyway.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm tired of feuding general managers.
No, that rules, dude.
It's the worst. Fucking hate.
You know what's going to happen to Foley?
What do you fucking think? What do you think? This is like a WWE-produced podcast show? Nobody remembers you shitting all over the idea of a Stephanie McMahon-Mick Foley feud?
Brand supremacy, Matthew!
No, you can't fucking go back on your word.
Yeah. Team Foley! Team McMahon!
No. You're a team hand job. Fucking asshole.
Hey, if there's six of you, I'm willing.
Okay.
What?
Totally, completely off topic. I went to see the Chili Peppers Saturday night at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, this is random.
Just listen.
All right.
Did he flee without his dick?
No. Oh. So it's me and Rhiannon, an empty seat, this young couple, and then another young couple next to him. This dude and this girl, jackets over the lap, finger blasting, hand jobs during the two opening sets.
Nice.
Wait, opening sets? You mean like the starting bands? Like
yeah.
Holy shit.
And then, and at one point, they were doing it when the lights were up.
Fuck yeah.
And Rhiannon's like, and then people were in front of them, and we were in the last row.
There's parents and children.
There was a kid sitting next to me.
Good for
we
him.
Were in the last row, but then there was like a bar like a standing room. People were looking over, looking down on him. And at one point, Rhiannon's like, are these two serious? And I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a picture. It's going to be hysterical.
Serious as a hand
job. Hands went, whoop, and they were out. And jackets got put away.
Oh, yuck.
I don't want to watch these two fucking finger blasts each other.
Was like, why not?
There was like despair and shame on those fingers.
No, she was a fucking hot mess, and he was a fucking dork.
Did it smell like trout and Clorox?
And she was like, it was so obvious. Like, her hand went under his jacket, and her whole arm was just going
to
town.
That's how you do it.
Did she take his jacket off?
No, it was there.
A boo.
So, team hand job. There you go.
Good shit.
It all tied together, because you said hand job.
Come on, dude. Brand supremacy.
I made out with these two girls at a Journey concert, and then I took them.
With Alberto Del Rio?
No. No? No, he wasn't there. And then I took them back to my parents' house, because I was young.
Good for you.
And I had some fun. Good times. Concerts are where you're supposed to do that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Public displays of affection.
Nah, I can't deal with
it. The electrical closet.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's amazing.
I don't need to fucking see that.
You should have got high. You're
fucking getting up. You're fucking touching the seats in front of me. I don't know. You're a fucking Slimer. He's like, oh, can I put my jacket on this empty chair?
Or
and I was
Slimer.
Like, Rhiannon, move your coat, babe. I don't know what the fuck. She could have had a yeast infection. You don't need to be bringing any of that shit
home.
Fuck
yeah, dude. Bake some bread.
Right. Man, you are fucking Tank City tonight.
Fucking A, I am.
It's all worth it because you're going to slay it with this TNA talk.
Yeah.
My brother said that WWF killed rock and roll.
What?
I don't know. I guess going back to the theme music.
That's
you can't kill rock and roll. It's here to stay.
Is that a fact?
It's a song.
Yeah, but I'm the one killing the show.
You are.
You are.
Look,
God,
SmackDown,
it.
American Alpha, I'm done with them. They're fucking garbage. Get off my TV. I know Kevin's a fan. I'm not a fan. I can't.
I mean, I'm not like...
Can we put a list together of things we're not fans of in WWE? Can I put Enzo and Cass at the top of the list? They're getting a fucking tag title match at Fastlane next
Good.
Week, aren't they?
I'll put New Day there, too.
New Day's getting there. They're not there yet for me, but they're getting there.
I'll tell you what. I don't mind. If they go off script when they host WrestleMania.
Oh, awesome. I forgot about that fucking abortion
it's
of an idea.
I think it's going to get old so fast.
I don't understand why they have to have someone host WrestleMania.
The drizzling shits.
Because they think they're a fucking variety show, man.
Yeah.
They think they're an entertainment variety show, not a wrestling
Vince
show.
Vince gets a kick out of the Negroes in the colorful tights. That's why.
You's going to dance for me, aren't
that's
you?
That's right. Come on, step and fetch. That's what he does, dude. I'm surprised there's no rednecks on the show. Vince is due for a tag team with overalls. Are there tag teams with overalls? Oh, yeah. The Usos are turning into fucking rednecks.
What?
Have you seen them lately? They're wearing fucking overalls and bandanas and shit.
That's thug life.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
That's thug life, man.
I mean, thug Harper life. And Rowan were close.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they weren't like two-step and yee-haw, and Vince was going, come on, getting down with the hog.
It's either going to be, you're right, it's either going to be that or two guys in kilts again.
Yeah.
He loves guys in kilts.
He does.
And hillbillies.
Vince loves men legs.
Because at the time, you had,
Kevin got lost in a moment there.
No, because the Ryback, I was trying to think, where did I hear that? And I listened to the Ryback podcast today, and they were talking about that.
Meh.
What?
What? You went, Murr.
But at the same time, you had Cade and Murdoch and the Highlanders on the same roster. So you had hillbillies and men in kilts.
And all four of those guys died in a plane crash last year.
That is true.
I miss Cade and Murdoch. I thought they were a good team.
They went to a TNA show and they got fired.
No, that was the Highlanders.
Whatever.
We're going to have a production meeting. We need more hillbillies to do the do-si-do. I'll bring back Uncle Elmer. This show needs more pigs. Slop. Slop them all. We need more hosses on Raw. You know what we haven't had in a while?
What?
A branding iron.
That's right. We had a brand split. But now we need a branding iron.
One for each show, and we'll make them look exactly the same, except one will be red,
and one will be blue.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, Brandon Iron. You got that? Got that, Paul?
You got that, Kevin Dunn?
Yeah, boss. I got it, dude. I got whatever you say, boss.
I know I talked with Kevin about it a couple weeks ago. Have you? I know you have because you're a fucking huge Jim Cornette mark.
Mm-hmm.
You fall down the fucking YouTube Jim Cornette hole.
Oh,
it's
a lot.
The
always.
Fucking and he hates Kevin Dunn. It is so fucking
when he makes
funny.
Fun of his teeth.
Yeah,
and he cried to him that he's been make the kids have been making fun of his teeth since school.
Yep.
It's,
he's like, you make $1 million. Why don't you get them fucking chiclets fixed?
Oh, Jim.
I'm watching the Facebook video, and all I see is Tony's fucking feet. His bare fucking feet just waving in the fucking wind. Put those things away. God damn, Tony.
What?
It's the worst.
Why are you looking at my feet?
You can't miss them. They're right fucking there.
You know what I hate the most about Raw besides Raw?
Nothing.
The bullshit they do, it makes me nauseous watching it. Anything that's a tight shot, whenever there's a punch, zoom in, pull out. Whenever there's
any
kind
of
turnbuckle,
like years
zoom
now.
In, pull out. Yep. It's getting worse.
Yes,
and
it is.
I never noticed it until you mentioned it a couple months ago. And
oh,
now,
God. Fuck.
I'm like, oh, God, why?
It
well, at
least
the booking's getting better, right?
No.
I mean, Roman Reigns lost to the fucking tag champs, didn't he?
He by overcame DQ. The odds and beat the shit out of both of them again.
Roman Reigns.
There's two good stories on Raw right now. It's Jericho Owens.
Yes.
And I like what they're doing with Mr. Galhagerger. Jack Galahagerger.
You know why that's working? Because you have two characters involved in a cruiserweight match. That's why.
Yeah. It's not because awesome they're cruiserweights. It's because they're characters.
Yep.
It would get over the same if it wasn't even for the cruiserweight title. If it
yep.
was just
oh, if it was just a
feud.
Program, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because that division's dead.
Yep.
Fucking dead.
Yep.
Shit.
I looked today, and I didn't realize how many cruiserweights they actually have signed.
Yeah, 78.
There's a lot, and they only use, like, three of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doesn't it make you wonder why they have this?
Hey, Drew Gulak and Tony Nese are continuing to get work.
That's fine.
Good for them.
Of
but
course.
Do they need characters? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good characters.
Characters, yes. Managers, something.
Yes. Well, I mean, they
bring back Sonny Ono.
They took.
Yeah.
They're trying to build something out of nothing. But so you have to. I mean, look, I'm not the biggest fan of the cruiserweights outside of Gallagher and Aries.
Aries is great.
And Neville and Tozawa. I'm kind of enjoying the Tozawa Kendrick stuff. I'm not watching 205 Live every Tuesday night.
Never saw
no.
Nothing about it really grabs my attention. But
you don't like the Noam Dar?
Oh, I love Noam Dar.
His affair with Alicia Fox?
Nah, like
Fox.
I mean, I don't watch 205 Live, so I don't know if there is an explanation as to why she is a whore, or is she just a whore? Did she leave Cedric because...
Whores and wrestling have gone hand in hand for centuries, dude. Come on.
I know, but I don't know. But you have to weed out the... I mean, with all due respect to all the guys, like, the people who don't have characters. So it takes a lot longer, and we're suffering through it every week.
I think it's tough to do when you have a whole division and you can only have one, like, title program. I know that sounds weird, but because it doesn't, and, like, the way I'm saying it doesn't make sense. But all we're supposed to care about right now, excuse me, is Jack Gallagher and Neville. So, like, no one gives a fuck about...
Well, that's the only thing they give us to care about. That's the problem.
Right. And, I don't know, I've watched 205 Live. I didn't watch last week. I'll probably watch tonight to catch up. But, like, I don't know what they're doing with all of these other guys. Like, I know, like, Grand Metalik debuted. I know Tajiri's back. They got Cedric Alexander, who is going to be, like, a workhorse, but doesn't seem like they have anything for him going forward other than Noam Dar.
Noam Dar.
Yes, there it is.
Noam Dar.
Noam Dar is in studio.
Noam Dar. Noam Dar.
Yes, very good. Very good point.
Yeah, 205, it's just whatever. I mean.
You know what?
I'm going to give it another shot, though, because it seems like they're trying a little bit more now.
It's not going to work. Nothing differentiates them from the other fucking guys.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing. Why are you a cruiserweight when Finn Balor... fucking weighs less than Tony Nese. Fuck that shit. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know? It's all in presentation. These guys should be... It should be a TV title. Should be a TV title.
Yeah.
Throw them in, make a TV title division. That's all. Cruiserweight, who cares? They're not doing anything different than anyone else.
And you know that unless something, like, drastically changes, that's where they'll be forever.
Yeah, of course.
So.
They're going to end up... It's going to be off Raw eventually, I think. I don't know. You know what they're going to do instead? They're going to stop changing the apron and the ropes. That's the first step.
That'll be the first step.
That's 100%. The first step. Second step is 205 Live won't be live anymore. It might be taped before SmackDown and shown on the network just whenever. And then 2 years from now, it's just going to fizzle. That's it.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
2 years. But then the independents will be better because all these guys won't have jobs.
That's right. They'll all be released.
Yeah,
but think of the indies.
I mean, Drew Gulak is still working Evolve. I mean, there's a handful.
He's not.
Yeah, he is.
Well, Evolve is different because that's the filter.
It's not under the. It's not a.
It's not
associated
NXT,
with them,
I
but
guess.
It's not NXT.
But
so he's still working.
Are we sure that he's still actually working Evolve?
I deleted the email that they sent. He's part of Team Catchpoint.
All right, I didn't know that. I thought he was officially done. I thought him and Nice were officially done.
You might be right.
They're probably finishing up dates, if anything.
Yeah, but they've been there forever now.
Yeah, but
205 Live is almost what a year now.
No,
didn't it start in last 205 summer?
205 Live a year?
Didn't it start in
started
in
August?
Just started
August or September? 6 months, I think.
All right, so
it's been on that long?
Yeah.
No way.
It started after the.
Where have all the cowboys gone?
Global Force Wrestling Tour.
We need more cowboys.
We need more cowboys, Kevin Dunn. Look, the bull. Got the cowboys.
And then, then it'll be what the Usos are going to be, the Crime Time 2.0.
And that's what they are. Right, so I sat through Raw.
Yeah.
Fucking hated it. Wanted to shoot my face.
How did you
right
like
the?
I like the Owens promo to start the show.
That was good.
Yeah, there's a couple things I liked. The Owens promo was great. That's a great program. I like Gallagher. Gallagher is great.
I could do without his fucking umbrella.
It's over, and they're gonna start selling small umbrellas, and he's gonna make money off merch. So
gimmick.
And I loved the main event so much. Braun and Big Show.
Yeah.
Fuck. That was a good match. That was a good fucking match. It really was, man. It was like two big dudes taking their time, telling a story, beating the shit out of each other, selling, and a really good finish. And the crowd was into it the whole way. They chanted, "This is awesome." And I think that's what the fans are starting to crave again. The superhero-looking guys, the big guys, like back in the day. Because I think everything else has been just so overexposed with everyone looking the same and doing flips and kicking out of everything else that fans want something different again.
Well, wouldn't Roman Reigns be that guy?
No, Roman Reigns sucks.
I see what you did there.
He's terrible.
That guy.
He's not going to be any guy. No.
But doesn't he fit that mold of the superhero that you
Yeah, but he's ruined already. He's opened his mouth. He's cut those promos.
He's opened his mouth.
Yeah, he's opened his mouth.
I don't think it helps that they try and jam him down the fans' throats.
Yeah. They just it's partially his fault because he doesn't have the it factor. He doesn't have the charisma to be a top guy, but he should be getting decent pops instead of no pops.
Yeah. I might disagree with you on that. I think he's got the charisma. I just think he's too afraid to get out of line.
I don't know, man.
His problem.
His promos are so bad.
I go back to that fucking promo that he cut during the snowstorm, man. You let that fucking Roman Reigns loose, you got something on your hands.
Maybe.
You got something on your hands if
but
you let that guy
But he's not funny.
Loose.
Sometimes he goes off script and says things. It's just like, come on.
Yeah, because he's got to be a douche. He wants to be a face. He wants to please McMahon. He doesn't want to do anything that may get him some heat, you know?
He's bad.
Yes. I agree with that. Absolutely.
It's not gonna happen.
Take me to a Chili Peppers concert.
Do we have any kind of format? Because I really want to go off on something.
Do you want to talk about The Rock upsetting Vince McMahon?
No, I don't give a fuck about that.
No, come on. That's a big deal, dude.
Eddie wants to go off on
something. He didn't really upset McMahon.
Rant.
He didn't upset
McMahon. We are on the rant.
Well, when he called CM Punk in the middle of the ring on his phone.
How do you know that upset McMahon?
Oh, come on.
They sent a ref down to the ring, and The Rock said, "Don't turn my mic off. Get out of here."
Oh, yeah?
Him, Triple H and Vince were fucking heated.
Where'd you read that?
The reports, they're all over the sheets. The reports are coming out. They are not happy.
Well, I'm sure they're fine with it. Now, there's not like there's anything they can do. They're not going to say, "Rock, you're not coming back. You're the biggest fucking star in the world."
That's why The Rock did it.
That's why it's fucking awesome.
Well, that is kind
of
cool.
I think he did it to prove a point, too, to a lot of the guys in the back, where if you're going to do something and take a chance, just fucking do it. You know what I'm saying?
Anyone else would have been fired.
Yeah, so what? You get fired. You're the asshole that got fired from fucking... Look at Daniel Bryan. He got fired for choking out Justin Roberts. And what happened? A year later, he comes back and he's fucking bigger than sliced bread.
Yeah.
Sometimes that shit just got to happen.
That's true. Everyone's... All right, yeah, this good segues. I got good segues.
Do you want
here.
Rant music?
Do you want grind my gears music?
Yeah, but I think we can all rant on this. We can all rant.
Yo, let me rant on this.
I'm ready.
Because we're on the rant.
I like that.
I just said that.
Yeah, but when I say it, people listen.
Yeah, you're very right, and that's very hurtful.
I missed it, Kevin. I'm sorry. When I listen back.
I'll shake my head. You blew it. I love this shit.
All right. I need some rant music.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get it going.
I want to get fired up. Ah. You guys will join me. I think you guys are all with
you
me.
You
got to
sit
one.
Through. There's a commercial. Hold on.
Oh, can Jesus. We skip the ad?
No, I got to. This is one of those ones where you have to sit through the whole 15 seconds.
I hate that. Isn't that the longest 15 seconds ever when you're waiting for a video
really
to come
is.
On? It's like, fuck.
And they're everywhere now, no matter what you try to watch.
All right, Eddie. Rant.
All right. What the fuck is with this fucking Paige movie? What is this bullshit? First of all, Paige is what? Barely 22 years old. They're doing this bioepic on her fucking life growing up and her family in England. And we cast the fat, roly-poly, soapy duds girl to play her. And we cast a fake AJ Lee. And we put them in the ring after Raw. And they both look like shit.
That was Tessa Blanchard.
I don't care. They don't look like anyone they're supposed to be. Paige is hot. Paige is relevant. Paige is still alive. Paige is still active. Paige is still on the active fucking roster. And Paige hasn't done jack shit yet in wrestling besides be spat out of a fucking woman's vagina that wrestled in England. Who the fuck cares? She still has herself to fucking prove, man. And they're doing this fucking movie. Hey, Paige is under contract. And she's hot. Let's cast this girl that looks nothing like her and put her in the ring after Raw with a girl that looks nothing like AJ Lee. What the fuck is this shit? First of all, this is a movie that's supposed to entertain wrestling fans, right? Wrestling fans are going to spend their money on fucking dog shit. They're all going to shit all over it. Nothing makes sense. It's the wrong time to do this, and I think it's a bunch of fucking bullshit, and it's stupid. It's fucking stupid. Both these girls are still in their prime. AJ Lee's still in her prime. Paige is still in their prime. They're both hot as fucking balls. And they're not even in the fucking movie that's about them, about events that took place less than 2 fucking years ago. Suck my dick. This fucking bullshit. Fuck you, WWE. Garbage.
Wait.
Garbage.
And aren't they pissy with Paige to begin with because she's associated with Alberto Del Rio?
Yes. And like, she does drugs and she's going to die in a bathroom stall in a fucking club in London.
With a needle in her fucking tit.
And AJ Lee's married to CM Punk, someone else they also hate.
Alberto Del Rio is going to be like the Ben Affleck, and Paige is going to be like the mom that he just hit in that movie.
I hope so. It's fucking trash. This whole thing is trash. It's stupid. Fucking stupid.
I can't argue with
you. You do know the movie isn't about Paige. It's about her family, right?
Gives a fuck.
I'm just saying.
That's why they have a Paige stunt double using Raw.
And isn't the girl playing Paige Black?
It's Rosita from TNA.
Dude, Paige looks like
no,
a jar
not.
Of mayonnaise.
Rosita
for
was AJ
sake.
Lee.
Oh, no. Was it?
Yes. Rosita was AJ Lee.
Thea Trinidad is Rosita.
That was AJ Lee.
No, it wasn't.
She's the one that's fucking right playing here. AJ look.
Listen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tessa Blanchard played AJ Lee.
Former TNA.
No, she didn't.
Listen.
Read the screen.
She was a stunt double. Tessa Blanchard was for AJ.
Rosita will play former champion. Wait.
Yeah. That was the one that was in the picture. That's the one playing AJ Lee in the movie. Rosita.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. You said no.
Who's playing
Paige? Tessa Blanchard was the double for AJ Lee last night. She was the one that was in the ring. I could be wrong.
No.
Pretty sure.
Look at the picture. That's not Tessa Blanchard.
I know that's not Tessa Blanchard.
Why would a pro wrestler need a pro wrestler stunt double?
It might be the Paige chick then.
She's probably Paige's stunt double. And that wasn't Tessa Blanchard dressed as Paige in that picture at all. That was just some chick playing
the
Paige.
Actress is like a legit actress. That's why I guess Tessa
this,
is.
This whole movie makes my brain hurt.
Yeah.
I don't get
AJ
it.
Lee is Rosita. That other chick that looks nothing like Paige, it isn't even close to being as hot as Paige as playing Paige. Meanwhile, Paige is still alive and hot.
You know what might get you almost as angry, but maybe not as much? Charlotte has a book coming out before the end of the year.
Why?
About her life. I don't get it either.
You don't think she's got a story being the daughter of Flair?
Not at her age, dude. She's in the middle of what? Her fourth championship
God
in a year?
Oh.
It's like when they put out books just to put out books like 20 years ago.
That's what they're doing.
The Hardys had a book. The Rock had a book before he even became the friggin' Rock that he is today.
Yeah.
What stories do you have to tell at this age?
You don't have any.
None.
You don't have any. They're all the same fucking story.
Dude, well, even see, Kurt Angle.
My dad was on
Kurt,
the road.
Kurt Angle doesn't have a story.
Kurt Angle has a lot of stories. He was in the Olympics.
But it was Kurt Angle 3 years into his WWE career.
Oh, that's when they were just spitting out bullshit.
That's
books.
What I mean, dude.
But every Charlotte, book was a bestseller, though, so why not?
Yeah, because every fucking fans book. Are fucking retarded.
Exactly.
Why not make the fucking money then? China had a book. Fucking Jerry Lawler had a book.
China's an interesting
Jerry
story.
Lawler was around but for like was fucking early, 40 though. Years.
Yeah, Jerry Lawler deserved a book.
All right, so out of all those books, who didn't deserve a book?
The Hardys.
They have
the
a Rock. Decent little story. Backyard guys, not really trained.
Who doesn't have that story that's in pro wrestling?
But who doesn't? Not everyone has the opportunity to make a fucking
book. You have
book.
That story, for Christ's sake. Why didn't
we
you write a
do.
Fucking book?
I'm going to write a book.
You can write a book. Everyone can write a fucking book.
I'm going to write a book.
JTG wrote two fucking books.
His books, because those are good
those
books.
Those are fucking great books.
Those other books that the WWE are released under WWE banner, they're all kayfabe bullshit.
Here's what we should do. You should write a book.
Regal's book was good.
Digitally fucking sell it at the fucking WrestlePro shows. I guarantee you sell like 50, 60 copies.
I will.
Easy.
I will.
$2 or $3 a piece?
I'm writing a book.
There you go. Hey,
dude. I'm an author now.
You are.
I'm an author now.
You so, can have Beefcake Charlie write the foreword.
Author of Pain.
That's fine. Look, so, do we have any thoughts on this fucking bullshit?
No,
I don't.
Dude, you nailed
I
it.
Don't.
I didn't get
that pissed about it.
But me, the whole question is why, and that's exactly what you covered. I got nothing to add, dude.
Who cares?
Nobody. I don't care.
And if you're going to do it with the people that are still alive and still young to be in it.
You guys, this is more of a Rock vehicle than it is WWE, by the way.
And Vince Vaughn's in it too, isn't he?
Yes.
Is he?
They added him to it somehow.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking kill myself.
This is more of a, like I'm saying, this is more of a Rock vehicle than it is, I think,
like
WWE.
Like the Rock needs a fucking vehicle.
It's his deal.
Well, now we know we all learned, ladies and gentlemen, that the Rock's a fucking idiot.
Here's what, he is basing this movie off of a documentary.
Very famous
about Paige's family.
Great. Paige.
That he saw in a hotel. It's
great.
Not a,
use
I think,
Paige.
I don't think Paige is a huge part of the story. I
Wait,
think
isn't
it's more
a documentary
about,
supposed to be about the real people like doing stuff?
He, what's the
yes.
Look,
textbook
gonna
definition.
Be, it's
yes,
going to be a
docudrama.
It's going to be like Oliver Stone's JFK. Not as good probably, but
I,
that's the same.
Yeah.
That's
It'll
where
be
you're
better.
Going. This movie is based off of the documentary The Wrestlers Fighting With My Family, which is based off of The Knights, which is her mother and her father.
Which was Shawn Michaels' Survivor Series team.
Yeah.
Because Jerry Lawler's a kid toucher.
Right.
Yes.
Allegedly.
That's what happened.
So it's actually a movie about Steve Lombardi, Greg the Hammer Valentine, and who else?
Barry Horowitz.
Barry Horowitz.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really looking forward to this vehicle.
I'd watch that first.
Yes. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Would you...
I'd watch that first.
I'd watch a documentary about Greg Valentine and Barry Horowitz before
this stupid
look,
movie.
Here, you just want to. I'll give. Look at the screen. Just a little synopsis on Paige's mother's life. She was also raped and became a drug addict.
Well,
that
explains Paige.
Sexy.
Oi, oi. don't do that to me. I didn't give you my consent, even though it feels so good. Oi, oi, oi.
I won't judge until I see it.
Fuck it.
That's I'm not going to see it.
Yeah. Right. I'll definitely see
here's,
it.
Here's, all right.
I just don't have any interest
movie.
One way
here's
or the
question.
Other.
Here's my question. Is it a WWE Studios movie?
Yes, but it's
right, fuck that
no,
shit.
No, but it is only because...
No, don't say fuck that shit, because you got me the goddamn fucking chaperone for Christmas, man.
Yeah, of course I did.
That's not even, that's one of the shittiest Christmas gifts ever.
I got you Deuce Bigelow also like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that I lost that in the flood.
Wait, what was worse, the chaperone or the Bobby Lashley shirt with no face?
Oh, fucking... That fucking, he looks like a melty, he looks like a fucking plastic action figure.
He looks like Ted Danson when he dated Whoopi Goldberg.
Got a fucking t-shirt in my closet with no face on it.
Oh man, remember that movie?
No face.
Fucking ghost face Bobby Lashley.
No face.
Fucking chaperone, what am I going to do with that shit?
Listen, WWE Studios is the shits.
Isn't the Marine 5 coming out?
I don't know.
Yes.
Did they dig up Ted DiBiase Jr. to do it again?
No, it's The Miz again.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a whole bunch of people in it. Let's see. The Marine.
Yeah, I think Luke Harper plays Jesus.
A whole bunch of winners.
Marine
These
5?
Fucking WWE films can suck
a fuck.
Bag.
The Battlefield. Battleground.
Battleground. Yeah. Oh, start
Miz?
Naming them after pay-per-views. What's
Marine
6?
Fastlane.
Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, Bo Dallas.
Wait, that's where Curtis Axel's been?
Tony Skinner? Who's Tony Skinner?
Oh, it's the Skinner's kid.
Oh, my God.
Naomi's in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck, man.
Tony Skinner's a British comic book writer.
I'm going to play Paige's dad, I am.
Hello, I'm Paige's dad. I didn't rape her mother. I was just an innocent bystander. Lord knows if Paige is a rape baby or mine, though. I don't know.
I'll watch it when it comes out. I won't go to the movies and pay to see it, but I'll watch it.
It'll be in the movies a week.
It's a movie about wrestling. I got to check it out.
Yeah, but it's going to be a bad movie about wrestling. It's going to be bad.
I mean, it might be so bad it's good.
True.
You got to clear a threshold to get to that point.
Ugh.
I mean, my wife's rewatching Lost, so I mean, you know, it doesn't get any worse than that.
Oh, fuck.
And I was all in on Lost until the second season started. I was like,
second
nope,
season,
done.
Jesus,
done.
What's the Joey Janela announcement? They're usually the best.
Nothing. It has nothing to do with Russell.
Nothing. Spring Break
weekend. No.
Oh, his spring break looks fucking great.
Is that that's not the same night as Russell Pro?
It's after.
It's after. Right
is
after.
It really after?
It's after? Yeah.
Oh yes.
I know.
Get tickets now, people.
We're an hour and change in.
Wow.
We're live on the Rant, rantemradio.com. You
disaster.
Even, like, you put the mic right on your lips.
On my asshole.
Ew.
No, yes, and then to your lips. Like,
I love it.
You're like making serious fucking butt
camera?
Chowder over there.
Like, I don't understand why.
Because I love it.
Gotcha.
All right. So
can we take a break?
Yes.
No.
Very
yes.
hot.
Yes.
I got all hot and sweaty.
I want Eddie to be more angry.
We got TNA Impact.
We have another rant.
Sadly, we have a bunch of wrestlers pass away last week. We need to talk about that.
Yes. Death.
Some news and notes.
Rest in peace,
DDP's going into the Hall of Fame. We could talk about that.
Yeah.
And so much more. Let's take a break.
Break time.
Oh, woo. Fuck. Wait.
What?
Wait.
You gonna fart?
You idiot.
Yeah!
Here's a chance to get some great merchandise and support the people that support us, the Shining Wizards. If you like wrestling videos, visit ShiningWizards.com and click the IVP Videos banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra to buy through us, but a small percentage of your purchase will support the show. Zubaz. If you're not wearing Zubaz, you're just wearing pants. Visit them for all the great Zubaz collection at Zubaz.com. The High Spots Wrestling Network provides over 2,000 hours every month of high-quality entertainment. Visit HighSpotsWrestlingNetwork.com, type in the code WIZARDS, and you'll receive your first month free of charge. If Lucha Crates are your thing, visit LuchaLoot.com and enter the code WIZARDS for 10% off any purchase of a Lucha Crate. If you like Lucha merchandise, visit LuchaShop.com, put in WIZARDS at checkout, and again, you'll save 10%. Bottom Line Merch, cutting-edge merchandise from today's biggest and brightest wrestlers. Visit BottomLineMerch.com and begin shopping today. Support those who support us, and we all can support each other. Thanks for shopping with the Shining Wizards.
Do you like obscure references?
Vince just did the old Joel Gertner hand dance, which is awesome.
Pointless banter.
It's that chicken I smell. I'm gonna roll this rock out of the way.
As political dumb fuckery.
I haven't bled this bad since I was in my 20s.
Then join us every weekend on the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, your source for anti-PC entertainment news and commentary.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Dave Destruction Sturcio, and I'm here to talk to you about Destruction 101. It's a brand new podcast hosted by yours truly, Dave Destruction, exclusively every Wednesday night on the Shining Wizards Network and iTunes. Come join me as I explore the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, a little bit of MMA, and just a little bit of advice every week to get you through yours. I'll see you every Wednesday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
Are you a pro wrestling fan that also listens to heavy metal? Neckbreaker was designed just for you. Wrestling headlines, metal panels, drinking games, and interviews with guests including Chris Jericho, Nile, Frankie Kazarian, Symphony X, Eric Bischoff, and tons more. Have some drinks with us and listen to Neckbreaker Podcast, available for free on iTunes, Google Play, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher, or grab our full archive over at neckbreaker.net.
All right, I'm going to do some plugs and promote the people that promote us. We're going to start with our friends at WrestlePro. WrestlePro Online, Saturday, March 11th at the Rawway Rec Center.
Fuck.
in Rahway, New Jersey. Kevin just broke the microphone. What do you do, Kevin?
I broke the microphone.
Kevin broke the microphone. March 11th, the Rahway Rec Center. Habib takes on CPA in the final match of their best of five series. Anthony Bowens takes on Bobby Wayward in a ladder match for the WrestlePro Heavyweight Championship of the World. Plus, Tommy Dreamer, Shark Boy, Brother Love. the Heavenly Bodies and more. If you're watching this on Mevo, I hope you're enjoying. Kevin be a disaster. WrestlePROonline.com for all your information. March 30th, they are down in Orlando. Thursday night, the first night of WrestleCon. Help Pat Buck and WrestlePro sell out the event. It's going to be a hell of a show. WrestlePROonline.com. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com. March 4th, they give you the Fateful 8 tournament. Taking place at the Franklin Horner Community Center, 432 Horner Avenue in Toronto. You probably turn your mic off when you're doing that.
No.
Well, then every time you yell at Tony for moving the mic,
that's yeah, that's different. Like I'm actually trying to get something accomplished.
If you turn it off, then you don't.
All right,
hear
it's
it.
Off. It's off. It's off.
6 o'clock doors, 7 o'clock bell. The fraternity will be there. The London Riots, the Well-Oiled Machines, the Super Smash Brothers, plus Jimmy Havoc will be in the house. Smash-wrestling.com.
Don't they have a major debut? Did I see that?
Jeff Cobb is debuting in April.
April 9th, right?
Yeah, I forgot the name of the show.
It's in Phoenix. It's at the Phoenix Arena in Toronto or something
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Which is apparently a big thing up there. One day, I'll go back to Canada.
Yeah, we got to go. Anyway, go ahead.
On Point Wrestling, opwrestling.com. Saturday, March 4th. Blood, Guts, and Glory at the OTW Arena, 1041 Glassboro Road, Williamstown, New Jersey. No rope barbed wire match with Matt Tremont taking on Mark Angel. The OPW title is on the line as champion Tony Deppen defends against Joey Janela. Plus, Jimmy Lyons, Jeff Cannonball, KTB, and many more. Go to opwrestling.com for all your information. Tier 1 Wrestling, tier1wrestling.org, April 23rd. I wrote April twice there, and I didn't fix it again like an asshole. St. Finbar Catholic Church Gymnasium, 1839 Bath Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Doors are at 3 o'clock. Show is at 3:30. Rude Boy Riley takes on Sonny Kiss in a number one contenders match. Plus, Davey Richards, Chris Dickinson, and your Tier 1 champion, Darius Carter. Plus, Shining Wizards Tony will be on commentary.
Yep.
With Dave Destruction? That thing still? That's the thing. Maybe. We don't
know. We didn't bring up Dave Destruction's song when we talked about theme musics.
I mean, he's not in the, he doesn't fall into the WWE category, with all due respect to Dave.
Nah, he's right there. He's right there.
Someday, you hope, right?
Yeah.
All right, what else do I got? What am I doing? I'm playing fucking music stop. I got to fucking change the money to music, then the money, the music
plugs?
And the money. You know we're still doing plugs. House of Glory Wrestling, HOGWrestling.net. They announced their next show. We talked about it before. April 22nd, the venue is to be announced. Right now, it's House of Glory, New World Rising with Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Plus, I'm sure you'll see the regulars, Kenny Broadway, no thank you, EYFBO, Anthony Gongone, many more. Go to HOGWrestling.net. Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, wildcatsports.com. They present to you, Saturday, March 18th, at the Miser Middle School in Metriar, Louisiana. Doors are at 6, bells at 7. Scott Hall, Luke Hawk, Stevie Richards, and many more. If you are a Wildcat Sports and Entertainment fan, they will be in the Philadelphia area at the 2300 Arena Saturday, June 10th. Get your tickets at wildcatsports.com. Battle Club Pro, battleclubpro.com. They announced their next show May 6th.
You dumb stuttering prick.
I'm a size seven.
May the villain reign. At the Point CDC, 940 Garrison Avenue, Bronx, New York. Already announced, Brian Cage, JT Dunn, Jade, the Carnies, and many more. Fellow Shining Wizards Network stablemate, Dave Destruction will be doing color commentary. Check out battleclubpro.com.
Dave Destruction.
Pro Wrestling Magic, wrestlingismagic.com. March 18th, somewhere in the night. At the Knights of Columbus in Richfield, New Jersey. Already announced the Pro Wrestling Magic Champion, EC Negro. The Tag Team Champions, the Amazing Graysons. The Dark Arts Champion, Everett Cross. And the Down Boys will be there. Go to wrestlingismagic.com for all your information.
Down Syndrome?
And then our friends, longtime fan of the podcast, You'll know him on the Twitter machine is the Broski. He's part of the Kayfabe Today podcast. It's the best damn visual podcast on all of YouTube. I will debate that, but whatever, because we put the show up afterwards, but whatever. Robbie, Drew, and Eric, they break down the week that was the WWE. YouTube.com / First Thing in the Morning Show. Ooh. Every Friday morning. They got over 10,000 views last week.
Wow.
So they reached out to us. We're going to run a commercial on their show. We're going to support them. He's been a fan since day one. He's got tons of Wizards gear.
He does.
He's from the Canada.
It's awesome.
Canada. So props to the Kayfabe Today podcast. A Brit, a Yank, and a Canuck, whatever that means.
And a drunk.
And a drunk.
And
those
Scott.
Those were plugs.
And me.
I got to go take a piss.
And me.
Just you talk about whatever.
And remember me. It's me, Rocket Balboa.
Piss.
I gotta take a leak. My name's Matt. I'm gonna drop my laptop because I have to piss so much.
I gotta make a wee wee.
Everybody stare at Matt while he gets up to go take a piss.
Gotta go make a wee wee.
Time how long he's in there, people.
Yeah. He's gotta go hold his penis.
He's gonna touch his fucking junk.
Hey, yo.
Do you grab your balls while you piss?
I do, yo.
He pees like butters.
Because it might fall like a toilet.
He holds his shirt up.
Lulu. Lulu. I like apples. Lulu.
You think he needs to lift his stomach while he takes a piss?
No. DDP yoga, bro.
Bang.
Whoops. Self high five.
You listen for the kerplunk of his balls hitting the water.
Bloop.
Bloop, bloop. Ah, fuck. I got wet balls now.
Bloop, bloop.
We got any news before we do the TNA rant?
Yes, DDP's in the Hall of Fame this year.
Good. Well deserved.
Yes absolutely.
He saves lives.
Ivan Koloff died last week.
Yeah.
Former WWF World Champion. Ended Bruno's first title reign.
I watched that match the other night.
Pretty surreal when he fucking gets the pin, right?
Crowd was like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was more stunning, that or Brock Lesnar beating Taker?
Bruno.
Losing. Had to be Bruno.
That was his 8-year run, right?
Yeah. Yep. Losing to Ivan Koloff clean.
Yeah. They didn't even announce that he won the title because they were afraid there was going to be a riot.
So now did he go on to lose that to Pedro?
Yes, 3 weeks later.
3 weeks later. So that was like your...
He was the Iron Sheik.
That was your textbook definition of transitional champ.
Oh, yeah. That's all they did.
It was just fine.
It was Ivan Koloff, it was Stan Stasiak, and it was the Iron Sheik.
Yeah. Transitional
and
guys.
Maybe
Sergeant Slaughter.
Depending on when you consider it, maybe Buddy Rogers.
Bob Backlund.
As a transition? Oh, yeah, true.
Second,
later on,
the
yes.
Second run.
Absolutely.
Third, right? Third run?
Wasn't third run. Second run.
He was only a one-time champion?
Before that, yes.
Yeah, really?
Well, depending on who you talk to. Because
he kind of lost it.
Kind of lost it to Inoki. There was a hold-up.
Oh, yeah.
There was a hold-up with Greg Valentine. There was
Inoki,
a couple
no
little shenanigan things.
Yeah, Inoki, no joke.
And then Nancy Argentino died, and Hulk Hogan came in, and, you know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Dude, Ivan Koloff, hold on, real quick on that. Like, Nikita Koloff probably owes like his run to Ivan Koloff. Like Nikita Koloff was a major popular star, and he got his start with Ivan Koloff as like the Russians, right?
And so did
Barry Darso.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hole in one Darso. We would have never known him.
Oh man, hole in one Darso. You remember that shitty gimmick?
Yeah, but Crusher Khrushchev was an American who became a Russian sympathizer. Like
Which
he was never
great.
Russian.
He was the Rob Conway of that era.
Yeah. So weird.
I loved it though.
Oh, I forgot a plug.
Uh-oh.
Pro Wrestling Magic?
Welcome back.
No. Blue Apron.
Oh, yes! Oh!
You didn't really forget.
They didn't send us a read, so we're still working on something for them. But if you go to ShiningWizards.com, Blue Apron banner is right on the front. Click that. You get $30 off, your first order. So go to ShiningWizards.com.
Is there a code?
No, no code.
Just click the banner and do your shopping.
Go to town. Sorry. I had to pee so bad on my fucking brain fart. And they're in a new partnership.
You could get fresh heirloom tomatoes.
You idiot. You idiot.
That's where that came from, you know.
Because you idiot. Because you idiot. Because you idiot.
I'll try some fucking Blue Apron. That's
fuck yeah,
about.
Dude. We should do a cooking show like the Usos.
We should. We should.
Well, we got the means to do it now.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt the conversation. I'm sorry. I'm a fucking asshole.
Yeah, way to disrespect the dead.
We just covered Ivan Koloff's death. Before we get to the big one, though, Nicole Bass also passed away.
Yeah.
Which was weird because she died and then she didn't. And then they're like, yeah, she
died. It was never
died.
Independently confirmed by, like, any other source.
No, but everybody ran with it. It was really weird.
She's alive still.
Well, she might be.
She might be.
Her girlfriend
put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Which is strange because she's not a lesbian.
Well, I mean, it does when you can have a girlfriend. You don't.
Yeah,
have
like
to be
my
like,
grandmother.
No,
had
but I'm pretty sure it was like meant to sound like it was her.
Well, the way the woman
lover,
posted it was like
lover, lover, lover.
Was like I am her closest friend. I am her girlfriend.
I am her sex face.
Yada,
it's gonna be
yada,
so
yada.
Weird when she comes face to face with China in the afterlife after she called China a cunt.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's just me thinking out loud, but
I should,
it was fun. I
they should Facebook
funny.
Live that.
She was a cunt.
It's her, sad, though. It's sad.
No, it's her, it's fucked up. You know what? This let me take it as an aside. All these people that any radio show has ever had any involved with have been really fucked up and met really tragic demises.
That's what makes great radio.
Yeah, but it's so fucked up. Like, look at Howard Stern alone. It's like fucking Kenneth Keith Kallenbach, fucking the original Bigfoot, like Hank the Angry Dwarf, Eric the Midget. All these fucking people just wind up dying. Joey Boots died a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so fucking weird.
Hey, when am I gonna die?
Well... Even fucking
the
Lady
Shining
Di.
Wizard's whack pad.
Even Lady Di that used to be on ONA. She's in some fucking mental ward because her brain is shrinking because she's been a raging alcoholic
well,
for 20 years.
With a last name like that, you know, your future is pretty much sealed.
Lady Di?
Inevitable.
It's not a name. It's a fucking command.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly.
So what they're saying is she was medically declared brain dead.
Right.
So
on life support, yeah.
Yeah. So they said she was dead, and then a day later they took her off of life support.
Still sad, though, man.
Of course, it's always sad
no,
when
somebody I didn't mean
dies.
To say that you guys didn't think it was. It just sucks.
I mean, look, I don't know her. I never met her, but we did follow her on Facebook. And some of the shit, or on Twitter, excuse me, some of the pictures and stuff, I mean, I don't know if she was doing it to get a rise or to get attention. But, I mean, it was sad. And
she was super fun. Like, I know Eddie and
I've talked to her.
You've talked to her, and we saw her at, like, unfortunately, it all comes full circle at a memorial show years ago. And she was just like the life of the fucking party.
Right.
And she was super cool to talk to, like super easygoing, super fun. Who knows? You know, it was just so you do have a memory of someone. And despite her contribution to wrestling, not as great as the guys we've mentioned, like Ivan Koloff, the one we're going to mention, Jimmy Snuka, and
Lady
even
Di.
Lady Di, and even Chavo Guerrero Sr., who I don't know if we talked about last week.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we talked about him.
We did talk about him.
Yeah.
So it's still a loss, and it does suck. So rest in peace, Nicole Bass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck.
I told you my Nicole Bass story from ECW, right?
No. About the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert when you were finger blasted and hand jobbing all night?
What? No.
Jesus Christ, do you remember nothing?
No, I'm talking about Nicole Bass, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
It's a sad story.
I definitely yelled at her that she had a dick at an ECW show.
It was at some armory. I want to say Rahway, but that's too easy, but it was around that area. And she came out of the ladies' room with her entourage, and I yelled, this is during intermission, I yelled, hey, Nicole, did you leave the seat up? And she fucking laughed, dude. I thought that was the greatest, that she thought it was funny. And a lot of other people did. And then my brother Nick farted and everybody fucking puked.
Yeah.
That's my Nicole Bass.
That's the real punchline right there. That's what everyone's going to take from this.
It was the only time I ever heard an ECW crowd chant, he shit himself.
Ugh. Gross. Well, then, of course, you know.
George Animal Steel.
Sadly, they come in threes.
Well.
Isn't that weird?
It was actually fours if you count Chavo the week before.
That was a week before, though. This was all, like, back 3 days in a row.
Yeah. Did anybody cry that 2017 is so awful already?
Of course somebody did.
Oh, go fuck your fucking mother, dude.
Whoa!
Seriously.
Some fucking hand job is all
fucking retards.
People get old and they die. It's just
exactly.
It's the way of the
world. I mean, Nicole Bass, yeah, she was a little young, but Jesus Christ. Wasn't George Steele like 79 and Ivan Koloff was in his 70s too?
Yes.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah, they're old. I mean.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
Did anyone see that video that was posted with George Steele, and it starts off by saying, if you're watching this video, I'm dead.
No.
What?
Yeah, he goes, if you're watching this video, I've passed away, and I'm with Jesus. And then he talks for about an hour about his life.
Wait, he made one of those videos?
Yeah, and he talks about his life, and he says that his kidneys are failing, there's nothing more they can do, but he's made peace with the fact that he's going to die soon because he's going to be with Jesus. And then
who
was
that?
George Steele.
Oh.
And then at the end, it's a whole big thing,
Jimmy Snuka,
about finding the Jesus.
It's like, if you saw this, I'm dead, brother.
Look, I don't believe in any of that shit, but if he did and it made him more comfortable at the end.
That's just so fucking weird, though, that people leave these video like before they die
shit. People are fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, crazy,
people
right?
get people
remember that,
this...
when old, remember that when all like the shows in the 80s always had like the will readings and it was always the videotape?
Yes.
They
yeah.
did that on The Simpsons and Family Guy too, but they always
movies.
Had that shit. Yes.
Man, yeah. Did you ever see Man on the Moon with the Andy Kaufman one?
He did one too at the end of that?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. I forgot yeah.
That was fucking
that.
Sad as shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
Crazy. He's so not really.
All,
he's
it's
not
all
dead
weird.
Though.
Wait, he was singing something at the end.
Yeah,
of that,
and they
he?
All and they all wanted like they all like started dancing or something.
And
shit.
Jerry Lawler was in the audience with the cat.
Yeah.
In the
yeah.
funeral.
That was sad. That was fucking sad.
Fuck, man,
he's not dead though. Andy Kaufman, he's still alive.
To be the greatest work ever.
Ever.
He's so fucked up.
Oh, when? Yeah, wonderful. But he, if he didn't die then, how old would he be now?
As he wouldn't be that old.
Sure. Let's look it up.
Like 70.
He already died.
That's.
So, like, maybe he died.
Maybe,
like,
early, maybe late 60s?
He was born in 49.
Okay, so he'd be 66. Yeah, so, 60, yeah. 68?
To carry the two.
68.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, right there. Right there. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, he'd be 68. That's not old. That's not old at all.
No? No?
68's not old. He's still kicking.
Yeah, but if you heard that he died, like, last week, and, like, yeah, 68's not terribly young.
It is, though, nowadays, dude.
People still wrestle at 68.
Goldberg is wrestling.
Yeah, he's
Goldberg
68.
Dylan Stiffwood is wrestling.
He's 74.
He's fucking, yeah. He's fucking timeless and ageless, that guy.
God. Yeah, he is. He's awesome.
All of us will be in the ground.
Shout out to Pat Buck and Ryback, though, on that fucking podcast today. Holy shit, that was killer.
Yes.
Oh, they told the Dylan Stiffwood story.
Oh, don't spoil it, because I'm only like
right.
half an hour
it's
in.
It's fucking
okay.
great.
Oh, I was dying.
So, let me ask you guys a question about George Animal Steel. A great growing up. If that character was on TV now, we would fucking hate him. Whoops, sorry.
Jesus.
I don't...
You don't think so?
If he was a cruiserweight, we wouldn't, because they need personalities.
Think about it. He didn't... His thing was he came down to the ring, he ate a fucking turnbuckle, he ran around...
Wait, was he eating the turnbuckles years ago when he was up and coming, or was that more
no,
of an
no,
80s
no.
thing?
That was an... There's a funny... I heard a funny story. He did a promo, and Vince was there, and Vince fucking hated it. And he was like, you're never going to do a promo again. You're just going to fucking make a bunch of noise, and you're going to eat a turnbuckle. Like, that was it.
You wow. know he's like a successful athletic coach.
He's a
he was a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was known, like, the school
he
where
he... was a professor, right? That was his gimmick in
no,
wrestling?
He, no, he was, well...
I think early on.
If he was there
he
now,
was a coach in at a high school. Like, that's what he would do, like, during the week.
That's right. A hard question to answer, because we could say that about 90% of the guys that were around then.
Yeah, but he's got a
and
wing
think,
of the school, like the gym and the field named after him.
I it's think nostalgia wild. Also clogs our judgment. Because I think we'd
big,
say yes, we would.
If
I think he would be
big,
over.
I think he would be over just because he looks so different.
Yeah.
He's hairy as fuck. He had a green tongue. He had a doll, and he ate turnbuckles. Imagine him trying to eat the turnbuckle today. He'd get electrocuted.
Yeah.
I'm not
and
saying
his hair catches
then
fire.
Develop a stutter.
And if it was today, his wrestling style would be different.
And I'm not asking if he would be over. I'm asking if we would hate him.
We would probably, just because of the era that we're in,
I think
we would hate.
I think so?
I think it would be naive of us to say that we wouldn't because how much we hate everything else and how much the wrestling community bitches about shit now. So odds are, yes, I'd say we'd probably bitch about
it. I agree with you. I think it would be, there'd be a segment on Raw where he would come out and he'd like, there'd be a celebrity in the ring and he'd eat a fucking turnbuckle and run around on him. And we'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
You know who he would be? He'd be Eugene.
Yeah. I think we'd be into him like the first month, like with Eugene, and then it would just get stale fast.
Yeah, and we'd probably just, again, it's hard to dispute the fact because we're constantly critical.
But
and
then
everyone
again,
is, not just us.
Then again, he was actually a really good worker.
Yes.
And he was able to tell really good stories during his matches.
Would he have been able to hang in the NWA?
Yeah.
Do we know that he didn't?
Not during the 80s.
I think he'd be able to hang. I think all those guys were tough as fuck back then. I think anyone could have gone anywhere. Even Hogan. I think Hogan would have been able to hang in the NWA.
You saw Hogan. There was glimpses in Japan.
Yeah, I think he would have been able to hang.
But I've heard from comparison that NWA was a lot stiffer.
George Steele, though, I have a feeling he was tough as shit, though.
I don't doubt that
definitely.
At all.
Definitely.
So I think he would have definitely been able to hang. Absolutely.
George the Animal, Mr. Steele, your girl. That's what he'd be now. That's what the gimmick they would saddle him with.
He was Steal Your Girl.
Oh, Elizabeth. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
see?
Was.
It wasn't that bad, Tony.
Correct!
Remember the WrestleMania 2 commentary, Tony?
George. Wait, doesn't Matt have that? I thought you had that sound.
I don't. I'll find it, though.
George.
Who is the woman?
Susan St. James.
You idiots. You idiot.
Thank you. Wasn't she from Kate and Allie?
Yes. She was.
And yeah. She,
with Jane Curtin?
Yes.
Yeah. Wasn't she also McMillan and wife?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but Kate and Allie is far and above the better vehicle. Yeah.
Oh, man. I would have banged her. When I was a kid, I thought she was so hot.
Susan St. James?
Yes.
Yes, agreed.
Of course.
Yes. You know who she reminded me of, who was also hot back in the day?
Oh, fuck.
The sister-in-law on Roseanne.
Oh, yes.
Janet? No.
No, Jackie.
Jack.
Lori Metcalf.
Aunt yes. Jackie.
Yeah, but she did not age well at all.
I've seen her on Big Bang Theory. She doesn't look bad.
She's all dolled up.
All right, I'll go top three right there would be Susan St. James, probably her, and Peggy Bundy. Aged phenomenally.
Yes, yeah, Peggy Bundy looks great.
Yeah.
Laura Meatclap. Oh, her
dude, she got
like
she's getting divorced, dude.
So you got the meat clap, so I got a chance?
You know who was also hot? Aunt Jackie.
What?
Who played Family it? Matters. I see what you did.
Aunt Rachel.
Oh, Aunt Rachel.
Aunt Rachel,
yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
dick.
I thought you were trying to be Tony, just like forgetting exactly what we just said.
No, Aunt Rachel. You idiot.
Aunt oh, Rachel was smoking hot.
Fuck. I met her at the Chiller Festival a few months
That's right.
ago.
Yeah.
She's so sweet. She looked hot.
I believe
too.
That.
Yeah. No, she was fucking hot.
Live the gimmick, brother.
With her, with her half-breed kid with the Jerry curl.
Richie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know why?
Lionel Richie.
It was a little bastard.
Yeah.
Little bastard with Jerry curls. That kid went from age 2 to 8 in one season.
One season. He disappeared for a while and then just came back.
Yeah, he was 19. He had a gun.
That's every fucking 80s show.
Right.
Yeah. The fucking Growing Pains, the Seavers just had a kid all of a sudden.
And then all of a sudden there's like a 9-year-old big carrot top girl.
Dude, and then the worst. Roseanne, they inter-switched the eldest daughter. There was like
they went from season to season
with the different girl playing the fucking Becky,
and then they brought back the real Becky.
They brought back the real Becky,
and then the real Becky met the new Becky at a Halloween episode when she trick or treated with her kid.
Are you serious?
And old Becky answers the door, and it's new Becky.
No way.
With her kid, and
they're
just trick or treating. Yeah, just a cameo.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, or when old Becky came back, Roseanne goes, "Where have you been?" Oh, such a great show.
Do you remember like that happening when like. Siblings and like cast members would just disappear.
Yeah, like, that happened on Family Matters.
Judy.
Judy disappeared. Now she does porn.
Oh, like still now?
I think so. Who was the first? I think the first sibling to disappear was on Happy Days.
Chuck,
Richie's brother Chuck.
Yeah,
and then after that, another sibling just vanished out of nowhere.
Well, it wasn't just siblings.
Characters?
Blah, 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 blah. Spear Chucker Jones from MASH.
Gone.
A huge part of the movie. He was in like the first episode and they cut him out.
Yeah. He was gone. Wow. There were so many of them. Just
I think Judy returned and came back as well.
Judy never came back.
For like a short,
I think
hot
the first
second.
Daryl on Newhart died too, didn't he?
Did he? I don't remember them replacing Daryl.
Didn't they give him AIDS?
Out of our age bracket.
That was Jim J. Bullock.
I'm lying. Monroe Fikes.
Monroe.
Even though the finish to the Bob Newhart show was probably the best ending for a sitcom ever.
Because it was a throwback. It was all a dream from the first Newhart.
Wait, make sure it's not on the Mevo.
It's not on the Mevo.
Come on,
dude.
That's her?
Yeah.
Like it pulled from YouTube?
That's her.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, that's her.
Wait, her name is Jamie Foxx?
Jamie Foxworth.
There she is.
Alicia Foxworth.
Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch.
Ugh.
Seven on Married with Children.
Yeah, because they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 kids.
There was like six joining the NWO.
There was a fucking little fucking piece of shit kid pain in the ass that was on Who's the Boss for a year or two.
Yeah, but he never disappeared. He just showed up out of nowhere.
Why did sitcoms always do that when it would never work?
Kids, dude, even like with the fucking, what other show is it? They just, Different Strokes. They brought in fucking Budnick from
Sam.
Didn't they bring in Joey Lawrence on Give Me a Break?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they brought in Luke on Growing Pains first. Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's either like
a marriage or they introduce a baby. That's like that's what they think spikes ratings.
Or like a dropped off relative, like Cousin Oliver or Seven. Like, oh, here's a new kid.
Well, what the fuck was Seven?
Seven was married with children. It was like one of
Bobcat
Peggy's,
Goldthwait's kid.
Yeah, one of Peggy's relatives' kids. That
it was a wanker.
He left there. And then they realized it wasn't working. They got rid of him. And then in the later season, just on the table, there was a milk carton, and his picture was on the back of it. He was missing.
That was awesome.
And they didn't even reference it.
Well, even in Family Matters, they brought in that other fucking kid, like EJ or some shit like that. In
EJ?
Remember when it moved from ABC to CBS?
Oh, God, that was the shit season.
Yeah, it was no like the end of it. And Harriet wasn't even there anymore.
No.
It was the other Harriet.
Isn't that when they brought in Dixie Carter and the kid on Different Strokes? They moved it to ABC.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, and they had the whole new set.
Dixie Carter?
Yeah, her name was Dixie Carter.
No, it fucking wasn't.
It was the lady from...
The southern chick with Sam, with Budnick.
Yes.
Did you know... And then in the last season, they replaced her with another woman.
Oh, man.
Marianne Mobley.
My mind is fucking blown right now.
Was it Marianne Mobley?
Yes.
Yeah. So Sam comes in and then had two moms.
Mr. D,
I pissed myself.
Oh man. Fuck.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the kid from fucking... who's the boss?
Didn't he used to piss the upper bunk and then Arnold had an umbrella that
he held
off?
Did you ever see the video I made of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
No, not the...
Dave Pintoro's got AIDS, dude. That's sad. Don't look at that. No, seriously. He's like...
Tony.
Angela.
He's dying, dude. Did you ever see his story?
Samantha.
Is he dying?
He got fucked up and he had unprotected butt sex and he got AIDS.
Yeah, one time.
Well,
that's how you get AIDS.
Well, if there was ever a time for the drop, Tony.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I was just into the conversation. But just for you.
You have AIDS.
There you go.
Tony.
You have AIDS. I knew that kid was gay like by the third season.
Dude, he had Samantha for his stepsister, and he wasn't even trying to peek at her.
Yes, seriously.
Fucking idiot. She's another one that was fucking hot as shit.
You idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Who the fuck was this kid?
Which one?
Who's the boss kid? It was like the little Italian kid at the end of the
Yeah, and he had the annoying voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated him.
Wait, was that Tony and Angela's kid?
No, it was just some rando.
That kid was a piece of shit.
Who, Chachi?
No, Chachi was awesome.
Whoa. They got rid of Richie Cunningham and they brought in Jenny Piccolo as a real fucking person.
Yeah, and fucking the guy from...
For 30 years, Jenny Piccolo.
Married with Children. Ted, whose name was...
Jefferson Darcy.
Jefferson. His name was Ted, I think.
Ted McGinley in real life. He was also in the Nerds movies.
Yes.
Jefferson Darcy was great.
Jefferson Darcy is like the patriarch of the Jump the Shark website.
All right. Wow.
The best thing about him, though, is Steve and Marcy were so great together.
Oh, Steve was amazing.
But when you bring in Jefferson, it was just a whole different dynamic, and it worked.
It was good.
It worked.
I just hated the whole No Ma'am shit. Like, that shit. Like,
oh, you hated that? I loved that.
That turned me off to that show terribly.
I loved the No Ma'am.
It all started with Jerry Springer, the masculine feminist.
Yeah.
And King Kong Bundy.
I don't know if we ever talked about that. That's
probably we've done 300 of these.
The families were named after King Kong Bundy and Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah,
that's where the names came
Wrestling
from.
Wrestling fans actually wrote the characters, which is kind of awesome.
And
Sam Kinison did the Christmas special.
Yeah,
do you remember? I know we got to get to Matt TNA and we got to get to other shit. The show that Kevin Connolly first started with on the WB. With the bunny, with the fucking Mr. Floppy.
Happily Ever After.
Unhappily Ever After.
Yes.
Dude, I know I could tell by your reaction you're not going to like it. I fucking loved that show.
Oh, really?
It was good.
I thought it was fucking fantastic.
It was weird that they made Nikki Cox.
Oh, she was so hot.
She was a fucking
smoke show. Oh, goddamn right.
You know who she's married to, right?
Jay Moore.
Yes.
Wow.
Jay Moore's.
Whoa, is that what she looks like now? Go.
What are we looking at?
Where do you want to go? Go back up.
Who are we looking at?
Nikki Cox.
Oh.
She likes
the one
him.
With the next to Jay Moore on the right. Yeah, that. No, that's a young one.
She looks like Mickey James.
She does look like Mickey James.
Oh, God, she looks like that Joker.
No,
there.
She looks like
Joker Mickey James.
Look at those dick sucking lips. Holy
Whoa.
Shit.
She looks like the chick that got hit with the fucking stool in the boxing movie, Million Dollar Baby.
She looks like the frog from the WB.
Mammy, WB.
Hillary Swank when she fell on the stool.
Kill me.
Fuck.
Kill me.
Fucking the next Karate Kid was on the other day with Hillary Swank as the next Karate Kid.
Was she paralyzed by Danielson?
No, she raised a bird and got picked on by bullies.
What does she think? She's Mike Tyson?
They fought at the docks. Oh, it was so bad.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, God. All right, what, meh TNA?
Yeah, it's time, I guess. As good a time as any.
No, we were doing so well.
Oh, this is going to be fucking classic. Are you ready?
Music. We need to.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, music time.
Let's get them ready. Intro.
Do it.
Hold on. All right, there you go.
It is episode 300. That was a great movie, wasn't it? But not as great as this week's episode of Impact. Actually, it was last week's. This is your TNA report for the episode airing February 16th, 2017. The Hardys are in Mexico! They're on their expedition of gold! Vanguard 1 is there! He's flirting with bitches! Conan's trying to sell bootleg Hardys merchandise to cash in on the fact that the Hardys are super over down below the border. But there's not all happiness in the Impact Zone because Davey Rich and Eddie Edwards, they're crying like bitches. They hate each other. Nothing's going to stop them. They want to beat the shit out of each other. Davey Richards looks like fucking Mr. Bean was eaten by the Dynamite Kid. Like, that's how fucking retarded he looks. But anyway, I don't know. So we get to Kay, and they're fighting Moose and Mini Moose. Remember I talked about Mini Moose last week?
Who's Mini Moose?
Mini Moose is fucking Brandi Rhodes, baby.
Okay.
The Chocolate Express coming through, doing the double fist thing. It's like a fucking porno waiting to happen. She should have fucking been singing because they kept calling her Brandy. All I was thinking of was the Moose is mine, but whatever. So Abyss interferes, but no big deal. Moose fucking powerbombs Crazy Steve on him, and fucking, what's her name, rolls up Rosemary. There's a big win. They're teasing this whole relationship like, oh, you know, I'm so glad you're my partner, Moose. Yeah, Mini Moose, I got your back. Here's my number. Call me anytime. Oh, man, things are going to happen. You watch. Cody Rhodes is not going to be happy. I'm sorry, Cody is not going to be happy. Woo! Eddie Edwards is out. He wants to kick the shit out of Davey Richards. They fight a little bit. They disappear. They're having a fucking no-holds-barred match tonight. It's going to be awesome. Stay tuned. Let me see. More shit with Angelina Love. They fought this and that. Josh Matthews, not a lot of complaints tonight. But here's the thing. He's got to show emotion at the right times. Like, he seemed like the whole fucking Davey Eddie thing was a joke to him. But whatever. So they're going to fight tonight. Braxton Sutter, the fucking bachelor party. This shit is gold, people. He didn't want to be there. He was telling Mike that he didn't want to be there. But Mike Bennett's like, yo, this is your bachelor party. So we all know there's trouble with Mike Bennett and Maria going on. But we've seen that coming from a mile away. If you listen to my fucking rant, you'll understand. Watch Impact. It's awesome. So this is the fucking good shit. There's more shit with the DCC. I just don't fucking care. They had a match. It was Kingston against Goddard. Kingston actually looked good in this match. Goddard looked great. They had a good match. But it doesn't fucking mean anything to me because the Hardys are in fucking Mexico, you people. They're taking on Psicosis and Super Crazy. That's going to be for the fucking championships there.
With a blurred out ref.
We got to get to that, Eddie. Don't put the cart before the fucking horse here. Oh, shit. All right, so there's a bachelorette party that Allie was in charge of decorating, but it looks like a Sweet 16 quinceañera kind of thing. And Maria's all, you dumb fucking bitch. You fucked up the party. It's not even for you, stupid. It's for fucking Lexa Lucilazzo, whatever the fuck her name is, that's supposed to be marrying Braxton Sutter. By the way, they put the cart before the horse, telling us it's going to be a wedding next week. And if you thought Macho Man and Elizabeth was a great wedding, you ain't going to fucking see nothing yet. Stay tuned. That's coming next week. Oh, let me see. There's more shit. Kingston, Jesse Goddard went over that. More shit with the fuck. Oh, Tyrus is all pissed off at Eli Drake because Eli Drake walked out on him last week. So Tyrus has the fucking talk show this week. And he was like, this is my show. And here's my shitty guest, Eli Drake. And Eli's like, fuck you. This is my show. And you're my boy. And I pay you. And you got to know your place. And he's like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm a black man. This is Black History Month. This is my shit now. I'm going to kick the shit out of you next week. So there's all that shit going on.
Did he really reference Black History Month?
He did on Twitter. That's why I brought it up, because Tyrus is the fucking man. Anyway, he's got to get them fucking headphones off his head like he's doing a podcast all the time or something. Let me see. You guys got any questions, by the way?
Nope.
Nope.
Keep going.
Right. I have a question when you get to it.
Well, all right. I'll keep going then. So Laura was all pissed off that Allie didn't buy her a fucking gift, but she gets lingerie, and everybody's like, ooh, and Allie's just fucking sitting there, and she's got like, don't be sad, Allie face, because my man Braxton's getting married to this bitch, and there's nothing I can do about it. Oh, so we're in Mexico. It's a fucking obsolete tag title match. I think this is it. Yes, this is fucking great. The Hardys taking on Psicosis and Super Crazy. There's fucking all kinds of shit. Vanguard, he's like, you wait. He's like, Vanguard. Please. Oh, is the camera on me? Yes. Vanguard, you wait here, because when we get the belts, we have to delete out of here very quickly. So Vanguard comes up with an escape plan, but he's sitting all by himself. So he's like, fuck this. And all these Mexican hoochies start coming in, and Vanguard's like, hola, chicas. And they're like, ooh, and they're all rubbing on him and shit. In the meantime, the Hardys win the belts, and they fucking hightailing it out of there. And one guy's like, Conan, they're leaving with the belts. He's like, no, we got to stop them. But too late, fuck that. They're back at the Hardy compound, and they got these fucking, all these belts now. And he's like, oh, I have a premonition. We have to go back for more belts next week. And next week, they're going to Mid-South Wrestling. I didn't even know Mid-South Wrestling was a fucking thing anymore. But they're going there to challenge for those belts because the fucking Conquest of Gold, or whatever the fuck he's calling it. And apparently he's Egyptian.
Who are they challenging?
Egyptian. Huh? They're going to Mid-South Wrestling. They didn't say who they're challenging yet. But apparently...
Rock and Roll?
What?
Rock and Roll?
Rock and Roll.
Express.
No, it's not them. It's these two young guys who have been champions for 12 years, apparently. I don't know who the fuck they are. But yeah, there was no referee, as Eddie brought up, because apparently the referee was under contract with somewhere else. So let's just pretend it was referee Keenan, because he's a cool guy. So ref Keenan gave him the belts, and they fucking left and all that shit.
What was it like with the blurred ref?
It was just stupid. They just blurred his face. It was kind of like when they used to blur the WWE logo and
okay.
shit. Let me see.
That's some petty bullshit on Lucha
Underground. It's fucking stupid, really.
It's a fucking referee.
That's
for
yeah.
Lucha Underground. Who gives a shit?
That's exactly why TNA keeps fucking up, because they really don't care and they don't think anybody else is going to care.
Stupid.
When you're doing petty shit like that, it ruins what's a fucking awesome thing. Don't get me wrong. It was awesome anyway. Let me see. Sienna and Brooke. This was dumbass bimbo shit. That's what it says right here. Dumbass shaking bimbo shit, actually, too. Because all Brooke does is shake her ass. She's fucking terrible. Sienna's terrible. Fucking Don West is shilling more shit. Oh, there's an app in the UK. And let me ask my UK friends this.
Hello.
Like, when we have a price here, we say $4.99. Fucking Josh Matthews keeps saying £4.99. What the fuck does that even mean? Is that the right way to say it?
$4.99 does not equal to... $4.99.
No, but he says like £4.99. Like, I get what he's saying, but it just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't. It's not right.
So let me see. So Brooke wins, and they beat the shit out of Brooke. Maria keeps getting involved. It backfires. That was fucking horseshit. I hated that whole thing. Bachelor party. Last segment of the night. This is fucking awesome. Mike Bennett is fucking passed out wasted. So they get this fat bitch stripper who's sleeping next to him on the couch to put his arms around him, and he starts taking pictures and send them to Maria with his phone. And then he calls Maria's phone and leaves it ringing and just fucking walks away and leaves the room. Fucking awesome. I love that shit. I love it.
I love that shit.
So Lashley comes out, and this is the fucking weird shit, right? So Lashley comes out. There's nobody left to beat him. And Josh Barnett, former UFC champion, comes out. Is this what you were talking about?
Yes.
And he fucking goes through this whole thing. He's disappointed in Lashley. He thinks who he is, this and that. So he's like, you know, I got your attention now, and I want a title match. And then Lashley's like, fuck you, you ain't get a title match. He's like, all right, you know what, you want it, you want it. And then Josh continues to talk to him that he wants a match, like he didn't just say okay. It was fucking very weird the way it was done. So let me see. So the bachelor party, all the shit ended. Oh, the bachelorette party, nothing else. That was stupid. The Wolves explode with 10 minutes left to go in the show. So Angelina Love comes out, and she plays a bitch perfectly, by the way. So she's like, you wanted it, you got it. Here comes Davey.
Do you still not think she's hot?
Yeah. But here, I'll get to that in a second.
I'll get
to that in a second. So he attacks, Davey attacks from behind. They fight. Dude, he's so into this, Eddie, that when he does the fucking dive to the outside, he fucking not only takes out Davey, but he fucking clears the railing and everything and just goes sailing into the crowd.
Cool.
That's a fucking man on a mission. Not, hey, ho, whatever. But anyway, so they fight. All this other shit. So Angelina's fucking there, and she comes out, and they start beating him, because it's no hold bars, by the way. So they start beating on Davey. He hits him with the fucking chair. He puts the chair on his head. He hits him again, and fucking Alicia comes out, and she starts trying to break it up. They handcuff her to the bottom rope, and the beatdown commences, and this is how fucking sick Angelina Love and Davey Richards are. They fucking start making out over the fallen body of Eddie Edwards while his fucking girlfriend's going, why? Why?
Awesome.
Why? Fucking great ending. And to add insult to injury, Earl Hebner gets kicked in the pills by Angelina Love. The fucking Richards and his fucking wife stand tall. That's TNA Impact. We got a wedding next week. We got the Hardys going to fucking Mid-South, the challenge for the titles. We got Eli Drake and Tyrus. More shit with Bobby Lashley and Josh Barnett. Maybe we'll get the Kevin Garifo truck drivers next week. That's TNA meh for the week. And
that actually sounds like something I should start watching.
Dude, it was interesting as hell. I told you, I fucking hate... I can't watch Raw anymore. I can't watch SmackDown. I'm fucking all in with TNA.
Yeah, you
said
watch
that,
it.
You said that last week.
I'm all in with TNA.
I didn't know if you were serious.
Because, all right, the Sienna shit was bad, really bad, but everything else, I fucking enjoyed it. The bachelor party shit, I couldn't get enough of it, dude.
I think this segment has brought out your love of TNA.
It fucking turned me, dude.
it turned.
I mean, is it honestly, like, all bust and balls aside, is it a better show than it was when we were shitting on it like
I
3 months
so.
Ago?
I think so.
It's getting better, huh?
The Hardys, like, I sat there when I watched it. I was like, you know, months ago when they were doing the Apocalypto and all this and that, it's like this has got to be the end of it. Where else are they going to go? They're traveling the world, dude. I don't know who's paying for them to go to Mexico and to go to all these places.
They're paying
and shit.
To build themselves.
Wasn't it Psychosis and Super Crazy? Weren't they on the show?
They wrestled them.
Yeah, they did, right? Okay.
And is Psychosis wearing the mask again?
I don't remember.
What?
I don't. All right.
You too.
I don't remember.
How'd they look, though?
Because they had it split screen. I was watching it on my phone. They were so far away. It was fantastic.
They could still work?
Yeah. The only problem was Jeff Hardy did a swanton. He kind of fucking squashed him.
Oh, really?
He kind of, like, didn't get the full rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He squashed Chris Payne, too.
Yeah. Well, you know. I got squashed by fucking Electric Eric Archer. So I didn't. I wasn't privy to get squashed by Jeff Hardy.
The legendary.
I'm Eric sure it would have been. I'm sure it would have felt better.
But I feel like we. And. Excuse me.
Really?
We go through this. If we're not watching TNA and we're just reading the spoilers, we shit all over it. But if you're actually watching it week to week, it's a more engaging show. And it's more. It makes sense. As ridiculous as some of the stuff is.
It's still been pretty rough lately. I mean, I've watched maybe not like the last 2 weeks, but within the last month I've watched.
A lot of the stuff with the DCC I'm not liking. I just don't buy them as a stable.
I actually do like that, but I don't watch it as intently as you.
I don't know. I mean, Crazy Steve, I like Crazy Steve. I think Rosemary's got that gimmick down pat. If they brought her to WWE, she'd be the fucking, like, the anti-fucking, like, diva superstarette, whatever they fucking call them.
Women's wrestler?
Yeah, well, there you go. But they call them superstars, Kevin. They're not wrestlers. They're superstars.
I don't know where the Josh Barnett-Bobby Lashley thing, that's...
It made sense. It was like he was like a gym teacher that was disappointed in one of his students.
It makes sense, but I don't want them to go down the MMA road and do some, like...
Like the Grand Championship?
Like, no. Like,
that wasn't on this week, and thankfully it wasn't, because I was getting tired of seeing that.
They should forget that thing exists.
Like, a couple years ago, New Japan...
There's no contenders! Everybody just challenges for the title every time it's on.
Crap.
It kind of is.
A couple years ago, Wrestle Kingdom, they had a... Air quotes, if you're watching on Mevo, Facebook Live, an MMA fight. It was a fucking worked... MMA fight with Sakuraba and a Gracie, and it was the shits.
I saw that.
And I don't want them to go down this road with Josh Barnett and Bobby Lashley, because they're both MMA fighters. Barnett is far more superior than Lashley, or he was in his prime. I mean, Lashley's fighting fucking scrubs. With all due respect to him, I still think he's a bitch, but he's a fucking machine.
It was fine until Lashley accepted, and then Josh kept, like, pushing him as if he hadn't accepted. I was like, what the fuck? Just stop and listen to what the guy said. That's all you have to do. Listen, and then go, you know what? I'm disappointing you. I'll see you next week, and that's it.
I understand the crossover appeal with MMA and pro wrestling, because MMA is so fucking hot right now. It's so hot right now. But what these people fail to realize is it never works in pro wrestling, ever.
If it's not,
and it's
you,
never
and we've
going
said
to.
That before 100 times. You
never
can't mix
work.
Shoot and work like
nah,
fighting
not the same
wise.
Environment.
Fighting
no.
wise,
yeah.
you can't.
It's not going to work.
On the mic, you can. It works a lot. It works
yeah.
better. But
yeah, but
and if it's not related to UFC, don't even bother.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Now you said that there's no contenders, Tony, for the Grand Championship.
Yeah, but I've never seen a contenders match.
Did they ever start with like a rating, like a ranking system? Like remember when WCW would have like the ranking, like back in like the early 90s?
No, like there was the guy that challenged a couple weeks ago. Like I think the Indian guy. I'm like, where the fuck did he come from?
Oh,
Marat Sarar or something. Grado's
buddy.
Yeah, it's not a division.
Right.
It's just, oh, here we go.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird.
Would it make more sense if they brought in, remember when like.
They brought in a guy with a big sledgehammer and he destroyed
the
belt. And
or just a hammer. Mr. Perfect did
just,
it with a hammer.
Just have two guys 1 week go, you know what, we're going to contest this under Grand Champion rules.
Well, remember when.
And give it a shot.
I don't know if this is a fair comparison, but remember when John Cena did the open challenge and we got Sami Zayn and we got Kevin Owens? Do you think it would benefit the championship if they brought in someone new every week to possibly say, like, hey, I want a shot at this belt?
Yeah,
or is the whole concept so beyond fucking reproach that
it doesn't
matter?
It just doesn't make sense to me at this point, because all it ever is championship matches.
Who is the champion right now, Moose?
It's Drew Galloway.
Okay.
Drew Galloway beat him, and then he beat him again the next week. And then Moose challenged him again. He's like, fuck off. I'm done with you.
That's a little disappointing that they put Drew Galloway in that position where he's got this for all.
No, Drew loves it.
I know Drew he loves it. I'd rather see him be the world champion where it's a title that has some kind of meaning to it.
Yeah.
This grand champion thing, the fucking three rounds, that was Billy Corgan's idea, and he's fucking gone. I hope when they do the next set of tapings, which I think is set for March, I hope.
They've announced up until August already.
I hope they fucking.
They tape at the Impact Zone, right?
Right.
That's in Universal in Orlando. Spoiler alert.
Orlando.
I'm going to Disney in April.
When?
I'm not sure, but we are definitely going to Universal twice.
All right, so maybe you can actually wear a Shining Wizard shirt.
Yes, I'm going to wear a Tara shirt.
No, don't.
Just going to say Tara.
Go to Impact. You'll be there for 30 hours.
When I was down there when I proposed, we missed it by a week.
Yeah, last time I was down there, we missed it by a couple of days, too.
And then I was, like, snooping around, and some lady's like, can I help you? I'm like, I just want to see where the wrestling is. And she's like, the studio's closed. I was like, oh.
You mean arena.
No.
Sad, Matt.
She said studio.
No, the zone, brother.
I hope they bring back a fucking regular wrestling ring, too.
You know they're not because Jeff Jarrett's there now.
For 2 weeks now, I was okay with Josh Matthews, and I was okay with the Pope. Madison Rayne joining them on commentary, however, is another story.
Oh, no.
She's creative, brother. She's putting herself over.
They keep bringing her out for the women's matches.
Well, that's like what they do in WWE, where they bring out Austin Aries for the Cruiserweights.
But he's talented.
But yeah!
That women's match was bad.
Yeah, the
Brooke is... Ugh.
Even on fucking Raw, the women's match was
That's surprising
shit.
To me that Brooke was bad, because I thought for a while she was good.
She wasn't ready to come back if she used to be good. Something's not clicking with her.
Nia Jax needs to be off television.
Nia Jax needs to be off television.
She needs to be off television.
Nia needs to be off television.
We tried
terrible.
Way too hard for that pun.
There's really actually nothing good about her. I've realized that. She's not good in the ring. She looks like shit. And it's not just because she's a heavy woman. It's just because the way she's presented in her gimmick.
She's actually got a really fucking decent-looking face.
Yeah, but she can't talk.
And her voice does not reflect what she should be.
Right.
And neither
does her music.
And that's why I said I could have sworn she's the perfect person that if there ever was going to be a Paul Heyman girl, put her with Paul Heyman or get her a fucking manager.
Yeah, everything about her from top to bottom.
Except for her theme music.
Here's the thing that's crazy about Nia Jax.
I love her theme music.
Packaged correctly, she could be awesome. If you booked her like a strong style, short match chick that had good music, a good wardrobe, and doesn't speak, it would work. But she's fucking just, everything about her is wrong. They got her wrong. Really wrong. They got her.
No, I mean, it's hard to argue that.
It's almost as wrong as Emma. Like, that was just really stupid.
Oh, she wasn't on Raw last night, was she?
So you'll never see her again.
She's done, right?
Nah.
She's going back to the zoo.
She's going back to Emma.
She's going back to the woo.
What they're saying is the writing staff, I want to say it was one of these fucking dirt sheets. I didn't write it down. They put all this into her, and in her rehearsals, they just didn't feel like she was living up to the character. So they had her go out and do that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Do her thing.
Which is fucking just stupid.
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
I heard they might bring Magnus back to Impact.
Yes, that's true. They were trying to woo him back. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo, woo, woo. A couple of news and notes. DDP's going into the Hall of Fame.
We talked about that.
You were peeing.
But we can get your
peeing. I'm sorry.
No, we can get your opinion on
it. You were DDP.
If you have.
Hey!
That's awesome.
All right, the question that we have every week when we find out a new inductee, who gets the nod to send him in? Jake?
Yes.
It has to be.
Has to be.
Hall, Nash?
Unless Kevin Nash does. They were pretty close.
I think it's Jake.
It's got to be Jake.
And Jake had a good speech when he was inducted, so I don't think it'd be bad.
Yeah, it should be Jake.
Yeah.
Yes.
One hand washes the other.
Now, if Cornette doesn't induct the Rock and Rolls,
never going to happen.
Then it's just bullshit.
It's going to be Michael Hayes. Watch.
Cornette and WWE are just, they're not going to.
Why would it be Michael Hayes?
No, you're very, very true. I was confusing.
Yeah, but then
I was confusing Midnight Express with Freebirds.
It would have to be Cornette. It has to be. Who else could it be? It
could be Lawler. But doesn't he host the shit?
He hosts the show.
Tom Coco Richard? Beware.
Maybe
back
Pritchard.
Dr. Tom?
Maybe.
No, I don't
know. Maybe him and Eaton. Wouldn't that be some shit?
Maybe. No,
they brought back the Midnight Express to. Even though it's not.
It should be Jim Cornette, otherwise it's bullshit.
Yes, it should be, but it won't be.
I know.
Oh, shit.
What about Paul E?
No.
No?
Wait, Paul E's going in the Hall of Fame?
No, Paul E managed them at one point.
It probably would be because he's already there and WWE's lazy.
It's got to be someone that has some sort of Smoky Mountain affiliation or NWA affiliation.
Or USWA.
Or USWA. And Lawler hosted, so it probably wouldn't be him.
Jim Crockett.
Seriously, really, who's going to fucking induct them?
Yeah.
Fucking Michael Cole?
Michael Cole.
They'll fucking can. You're about as close to the Rock and Roll Express as anybody else.
I've seen their balls.
Yes.
I can do it like Jim Cornette.
All right.
You want me to do it like Jim Cornette? Yo, we are going. I don't know what y'all saying, but goddamn Rock and Roll Express put over everybody in the goddamn business. And fucking Kevin Dunn with his fucking buck teeth, he don't want to put me up there on the goddamn podium. It's we're going to go really off the good goddamn rant in about 45 fucking seconds.
We're already over.
Dave Bautista, he don't want to fucking tell us. He couldn't sell shit in OVW. He said Danny Davis didn't teach us a goddamn fucking thing. So fuck you, Dave Bautista. Rock and Roll Express, fucking Jim Cornette's going to induct you. How do you like them apples?
Well, thanks for joining us on the rant tonight.
And fuck you in the meantime.
There you go.
You goddamn piece of shit.
Stay tuned for the rant. And don't forget next week, the Black Achiever Awards at 9 o'clock following the Shining Wizards.
Listen, I don't want to sound racist, but nobody goddamn cares about them fucking spear-chucking motherfuckers, all right? They get over in the South, the gangsters, fucking New Jack, Red, fucking High. I don't give a shit if you shut it. We're still fucking recording. Don't even give that fucking sign. Listen to me. I love everyone. Black, white, pink, I don't give a motherfuck. But damn it, if you want some heel, you send one of them black fellas out into the Mid-South. Goddamn SMW, Smoky Mountain. I put fucking New Jack in the ring with goddamn Kane. He couldn't bump his fucking ass off dressed as a Christmas tree. And fucking Chris Candido, he come out all high on fucking a kite. He's got fucking little bit of Sunny all over his penis still. He fucking wipes it all over Ball Mahoney's face. And then we got ourselves a fucking Christmas tree rumble. Goddamn! Why you gotta play that racist music? I'm trying to get some heat.
Not that song. Are we closing with this?
We're not even fucking close to done. I ain't even started. I'm putting the Rock and Roll Express in the goddamn Hall of Fame. They come to me and said, Bambastic Bart? Are you what the fuck is a Bambastic Bart? Are you serious? The fucking new the goddamn new Midnight Express. You better turn that off or we're gonna get some fucking you're getting us heat, bro. We ain't even fucking need no heat.
Oh my god.
You turn that off, I'm gonna come over there and smack the taste out of your mouth like you were Kevin fucking Dunn, you piece of shit.
Like you were Santino.
I'll tell you another thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
What, you want to
podcast
know something?
Exclusive.
Fucking. That fucking big goofy motherfucker, Rusev, they put a fucking whore with him, and she tries to get over like fucking Sable. The only thing Sable ever did was fucking open her legs, and she wants the main event fucking Monday Night Raw. Bunch of bullshit. Put her out there and fucking Mark Marrow. Oh, man, what are you fucking what are you pressing buttons for? You fucking Uncle Zebekiah over there? What the fuck? Bunch of bullshit. Yeah, fucking, you got the Blues Brothers. They're fucking Nazis beating up fucking Shawn Michaels because he's fucking bad-mouthing Vader. Vader's on Twitter. He thinks he's going to fucking die. Then he deletes his tweet like a dumb, fat motherfucker. I'll be here every week. I don't give a flying fuck. You want me here or not? Me and Jim Cornette. I'll interview Jim Cornette just like this. I don't even know about my wife. She says I'm fucking terrible at impersonations, so I don't know. You tell me. Let's interview fucking Bobby Eaton again. It's like talking to this fucking monitor right here. Bunch of bullshit. Fuck. Fucking who's going to induct the Rock and Roll Hall? Fucking, I don't even know.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who's going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year?
Oh,
who are you going to put in? Who are you putting in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Cyndi Lauper? That fucking whore. Fucking. She put everybody over, and goddamn rock and wrestling is born, and nobody gives a shit about her. She ain't in the WWF Hall of Fame, is she? Is she?
Yeah.
No, is she?
I think she.
Fuck her. Fuck her in her fucking pussy. I don't give a shit.
Oh, right. Jesus.
What? You can't say fuck her in the pussy unless you got a van.
Fuck her like no pussy.
Yeah, fucking Van Twilliquist.
Fuck her like no pussy.
Bunch of bullshit. What's with the music? What are you doing?
I'm playing.
Why?
Music for you.
I'm fucking hot. This is like a fucking watermelon at a Baptist barbecue down here. What the fuck are you doing? It's so fucking hot in this goddamn basement.
Thanks for joining us, 300.
You put
everyone
me in the fucking Holiday Inn for fucking $39 a fucking night. I get a goddamn fucking chicken salad sandwich like Roback. I got the fucking runs of shit in my bed all over the place.
Oh, what?
Yeah, a bunch of bullshit, motherfuckers.
I love Roback shit stories.
Oh, God.
Goddamn, fucking hot down here. No one's going to put
makes
the,
me feel better
who's
about
gonna
myself.
Who's going to put the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fucking Rock and Roll Express? No one gives a shit. You ever seen Ricky Martin's balls? I saw those balls. That's what Robert Gibson's eyes always looking at, his balls.
Not today.
Yeah, today.
Noam Dar.
Yeah,
Noam
fucking
Dar.
Noam Dar. He's a fucking, comes on the screen with the fucking, the black chick. He fucking fucks her. Who gives a shit? I don't even know where my accent's going anymore. I'm all worked up. I'm sweaty. Look at me. This yellow shirt is all fucking dark yellow now. Bunch of bullshit.
Why
down
is it
in this
dark?
Basement. What do you mean? Look at me. I got the sweaty pits. Do I have the sweaty pits?
Nah, you're actually pretty good.
Goddamn, all fired up about this fucking Rock and Roll Express in the Hall of Fame. Are you going to give me fucking zip? Are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus.
Zip? Maybe we'll put fucking dig up Rad Radford and have him on the fucking screen. Who gives a shit? Bunch of fucking horse shit.
Jesus.
It'll be Cornette.
Maybe. What if we get fucking Freddie John Floyd? Holy shit. The fuck him, Alex the Pug Porto. Great job, Vince. Let's go up to your fucking mansion, smoke a cigar by the fucking pool, and think of shitty gimmicks. God damn. I'm fucking hot. That's right. Fucking fuck it.
This Gummy. Fucking,
yeah. Yeah. I got a new character. Fucking Bizarro Jim Carnette.
He Carnette. Carnette.
That's right. Carnette. He'll be here every week. You're going to give me that t-shirt I made for you. Carnette for president. I'll fucking wear it during this segment. Every week we're going to talk, pontificate about everything.
Oh, God.
I'm going to watch fucking shoot interviews all day. What do you want to know about? You know, fucking Roman Reigns? He can fucking wrestle, motherfucker can't talk. Send him to fucking NXT. With fucking, who's down there? Who's running? Fucking Robert Brookside. Teach him a fucking ankle lock. God damn it. From a fucking wrist lock. I don't even know anymore. I'm done. I'm fucking tired.
Good night, everyone. Thanks
for
joining us.
What are you fucking going home? Where are we going?
I'm already home.
Well, what the shit? Put some fucking socks on. What are you, some fucking gross hillbilly? I'll bring the fucking gangsters here. Mustafa, shit on your feet. Not even New Jack. Fucking Mustafa. Here's not. I get fucking. I go. I take all this fucking time. I get fucking Tony Anthony over like a motherfucker. Vince takes him. He makes him a fucking plumber. A plumber, for Christ's sake. God damn. I'm fucking fired up. What else you want to talk about? Balls Mahoney. He was there. He was fucking Boo Radley. They bring him up. They make him fucking evil Santa Claus. They ship him to ECW to bash his fucking brains in. You wonder why he's dead. Bunch of bullshit. Paul Heyman fucking destroying the business. The Young Bucks throwing fucking super kicks. Kevin Steen's a fucking champion. What the hell's going on around here?
Oh, good God.
Kenny Omega, Okada, best man. What the fuck are you talking about? You want to see a good match? Go to fucking 1965, fucking Mid-South Coliseum. Fucking Willy Wonka.
Willy Ralph.
Willy fucking Ralph wrestled a fucking 3-hour time limit draw against fucking Mookook McGurk. The fucking best match you've ever seen. But does anyone see it? No, because all these fucking marks go on their goddamn fucking computer. They couldn't draw you a goddamn pussy on a piece of paper, but they're fucking experts at everything in the world of professional wrestling. Fuck you, backup failed fucking Mevo bullshit. I'm fucking pissed.
Oh, good Lord.
You all got want to talk about anything else?
Nope.
I'm done, Mr. Carnett.
You done? You want to talk about Jerry Lawler fucking kids?
Jesus.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh,
oh no. Allegedly. Excuse me. Excuse my apologies. My fucking Randy Savage should have beat the piss out of fucking Jerry Jarrett. That's all I'm going to say. Fucking try and make him. They don't let him run. Angelo should have let him fucking go and beat the shit, but goddamn, that was fucking money.
I'll tell you this much. I'm going to give up my Met TNA. We need Carnett on every week.
The three rant segments tonight were gold. Eddie's, Tony's, and yours, and Mr. Carnett.
Thank you very much.
Carnett.
Fucking,
it's
let
Carnett.
Let me tell you, Carnett with an A, and there's a couple T's.
All right, come on, Carnett. Let's pull this into the station.
We got to get a net for you.
Oh, yeah, put a net so I don't fall and break my goddamn ass. Look at these fucking steps down here. I expect me to fucking walk over here. Fucking Stanley, put me in a fucking cage, bunch of bullshit. I'm all sweating now. I'm going home. Follow me on the fucking Twitter, at Wizards Podcast. We got a fucking Twitter machine. And Kevin does fucking, he makes jokes. Make a joke, funny man.
Buy something from Blue Apron, please.
I'm scared. Blue Apron, pro wrestling tees.
.com/ShiningWizards
Yes.
Please, we still have like five pink and blacks. Please buy one.
Buy the, like the NWO. Buy the shirt.
Yes.
I'm done. All right. I gotta take a drink.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Next
we're going to talk about Starrcade 86 and the goddamn Road Warriors were on steroids and they were fucking mad as hell. Then fucking Hawk was really drunk. And Animal, he's a fucking supporter of that goddamn Donald Trump. He goes on racist Facebook rants.
Oh,
you saw
God.
That a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus.
You never trust a man with a mohawk. Or a reversible, whatever. I don't know. Right.
Good night, everyone.
I'm going to have
Good
myself night. A twisted tea. But we didn't play no go-home music.
No, we're done, Mr. Cornette. Good night.
I got to turn off the Mevo. Hold on.